want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
You see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
We might be able to get one other person in before we wrap it up this afternoon. You're up next. Good afternoon. You're on.
Good afternoon, folks. I have a question for Mr. Chisti. The comparison...
Chisti. C-H-I-S-T-I.
Oh, Christ. That's
yes.
Right. Yeah, the comparison of Irish Americans, the 19th century, to African Americans in this century, I think is interesting because one of the greatest Irish Americans that's ever lived, the founder of the Irish National Constabulary, Michael Marrow, also the inventor of V-neck pants, I think he's one of the greatest Americans alive, and I think that illegal immigrants these days contribute to society in that if they were not here, Buzz Burbank would not have such a great, luxurious toupee on his crotch.
Come on.
The Don and Mike Show.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Hey, kids, could I talk to you for about 30 seconds? This is Elvis Presley. I ask you to listen. Now, here's a song.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich, and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Hi,
Don and Mike.
We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Hey, Don and Mike. Lord, you don't know could fill a book.
It's the Don and Mike show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
I'm not exactly sure what happened. The CD there, the music that we play, kind of skipped ahead.
A little loud, too, isn't it?
No, the music and the normal...
What? What?
Ask these guys.
Jesus,
loud.
Jesus,
no, music's
Jesus,
the same.
Jesus,
Mike, you...
Jesus, oh, my God.
You're deaf.
I've gotten it back.
He was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy. Himself, a man of faith. A man of hate and a soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
And good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. King of Queens 3 DVD set.
Would you stop it?
And all the ships at sea.
You're ruining the show, Rob.
Every day. They host a Virginia-based talk show that you are accustomed to hearing in Morning Drive.
Yeah.
Dr. Animo and Mirko Mehta.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's something I was going to share with everybody in a second. You just couldn't wait, though, could you? You know, you are the Grinch that ruined Christmas. You truly are. Don and Mike Show, a new episode, everybody, on this
Thursday,
November 13th. You can call us from anywhere in America at 877-365-3636 from Canada. And the 877 don't work there. So call 800-636-1067. You're calling from there. Washington, D.C., 202-432-1067 on WJFK.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
Hi, Harry.
Is anyone listening?
Hey,
what happened?
Shut up!
Did you wash your ass today?
Someone call for a doctor?
Here's the thing that I wanted to be the first to say. That Christmas is just around the corner,
right,
in more ways than one.
Yes.
And in my humble estimation, the world's perfect Christmas gift is now available.
Really?
Last night, it had to just be one of those cosmic moments of happenstance. I'm not like Buzz. I don't have a list of television. As much as I love TV,
uh-huh,
I don't have the grid. I don't have the shows all planned out.
I can help you.
I know you've offered. I sit there like a schmuck, and it just... Whatever's on the box, I watch. So I'm watching, I think, San Antonio play basketball.
Right.
And it's halftime of this game, and I turned on to, all of my presets, incidentally, because I'm such a proud company man, are CBS.
That is wonderful.
You know, CBS, when the eye comes up, I feel good.
Team player.
So I'm watching
King of Queens, uh-huh. the Lisa Remedy show. And I'm, you know, like most people who watch that show, I'm doing other things. I'm
like sleeping?
Actually, at this point, I have my back to the television.
Good TV on a stick.
I'm doing something at my desk, and I hear, I turn around in the swivel chair because I hear the ad that says, now available, the first season, King of Queens, on DVD. Get this box set.
No commercials.
This three-disc collection with exclusive bonus footage.
Wow. Fantastic.
And right away, I thought, well, this is the gift of a lifetime.
Yeah.
And I thought, who do I want to tell? I want to tell my number one elf.
Yes.
So I called over to the North Pole. I called to Rob's house.
He was in the workshop?
Yes. And as it turns out, he was just seconds away from calling me with the same news.
There you go.
I also was not watching King of Queens. I was on the phone with my father, and I said, hold it. Because what I saw unfolding,
you saw an ad.
When I saw unfolding in front of me, I could not believe. And you know what's sad is we really have to wait for the season 3 DVD before you and Mike can do your commentary. Because that's the episode you were on, right?
Yes, that's the one where we could. This scene was very difficult.
I said to Rob last night, if this show, King of Queens, with Lisa Remedy, is in a box set now, well then where's Wings?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where's Suddenly Susan?
Right.
Where
it's just not fair.
Boston Common, where's that?
Well, now Buzz, hey, there you go again with your Boston Common thing.
Well, he resurfaced on Yes, Dear, didn't he?
yeah, I did. We need the single guy.
Yes,
that's right. So anyway, that's it. That's like a joke, but that's something that really happened.
Wow.
And it just couldn't happen to a nicer lady.
That's right.
Now, if you'll allow me for a second, a moment to be a DJAY.
A DJ.
Because I do love being a DJ, and we have something that is somewhat of an exclusive, but not really, and I'll tell you why. If you're a Beatles fan, you know that today is the day that the Let It Be album comes out, the naked version.
Explain.
Okay. This, from what I understand, Rob knows more about this, it's without Phil Spector. Phil Spector is the producer that came in, and Ryan Robbie put in...
In a nutshell, is Let It Be was a really miserable time for the band, and they recorded literally miles and miles of tape. Speaking words of wisdom. And no one wanted to, like, put it together into an album. So they all agreed, not very well, to bring in Phil Spector, and his solution was...
Fire a gun.
Fire lots of strings and stuff, and he overproduced it, and blah, 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 blah.
Sound.
Now, you know, it's out of character for our show. So
Like Let It Be.
So bear with me.
The album. Mm-hmm.
This is now a deal that they released the album, because, you know, this is what dead guys do, and what bands that
are... Well, it's also what you do in a climate where there's no new music.
Right. So you re-release the Beatles thing, and we can't take credit. We're going to play these songs and let you hear it. I, you know,
what?
Not a bit.
I'm not. What? I'm not entitled to laugh.
Nothing worth laughing for, though.
Well, I'm just thinking of what might have been. It was making me laugh. Well,
see, now you get now
what?
Because I am seriously excited about this.
I know you are, and I am too. I actually am a big Beatles fan.
You're killing me.
Everybody's like jumping the gun on you today. Rob's doing it, I'm doing it, and I'm not allowed a simple chuckle.
You're killing, but no, see, he knew that it was a gag. See, now you're going to make me look bad because it's not a gag.
Okay.
Because it's the Beatles, white naked.
What's the title of the album?
The Beatles, Let It Be Naked.
How did you acquire it?
Through the internet.
That's good.
It is going to be on radio stations tonight at 9 o'clock, and there's a guy in New York, Scott Muni, who played it last week.
Really? I thought, is he still working?
Yes, now see, why are
this, you can't do this to me because I can't control myself.
Because all of this to you seems like some gigantic gag.
No, it does not. I'm listening. I'm over here doing what I always do. I'm paying attention.
And I told you that.
I'm paying attention.
I told you today we were going to do something that was out of character.
Very out of character, and you said also very... Very unique and kind of a neat thing to do, and I'm pretty excited about it.
You're just patronizing me now.
I am, indeed.
Never mind.
Indeed, I could lie.
I'll come back to it. If you're a Beatles fan, we'll come back to it. We've got.
Can't we hear any of it now?
No.
Please?
No, because.
Because why? Because I cleared my throat?
Yeah, because you're going to make it like a bit and there's not a payoff to the bit.
I am not making it out to be anything, and you are the only person that I would venture to say in 6 million listeners that would even notice that what I did. And you noticed it because you hear it louder because I'm closer to you.
And because I can see you. And because I think if I see you and you're doing it, what's to stop me from thinking other people are doing the same thing?
Yeah, of course.
You know, hey, okay,
I am the everyman.
Here comes Captain Obvious with this joke machine.
I'm Captain Obvious. If I get it, Lord knows the world's gotten it.
No, I'm talking about myself.
I think I have a fairly sophisticated sense of humor. Like,
this is what people are thinking about me. If they have the same thought as you, then they're thinking of me. Here comes Captain Obvious.
Let me explain the world of you to them and to me, okay? Here's the world of you.
Yeah.
I know what you're thinking, and you know what I'm thinking. And the fact is, if anybody else is thinking like I'm thinking, it doesn't matter that we're thinking that way.
Okay.
Because what it is something that we want.
Anyway, I was just going to play it because I don't think it's that big a freaking deal.
Right.
And because it's...
And now you're going to make us wait after all that build-up?
No, I'll go with it now. And the point is, CBS has this thing on certain CBS-owned radio stations where tonight at 9 they're going to be playing this album.
Okay.
And we have it. So
cool.
Let's roll it.
Very good.
Here we go.
Let it be.
See, there's no... You're waiting for, like, a gag... There is no gag on this. I know you think it's going to be
Won't you come home, Bill Bailey? That's what I was waiting.
You got me wrong.
I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary.
Now I ask you, I've listened to the original Let It Be.
Speaking words of wisdom.
Sounds the same.
Well, this is going to be the same on any version of it because...
No, this is the one that's without Phil Spector adding stuff to it.
Yeah, but Phil Spector added stuff after this first bar. The Phil Spector, even on the original, came in after the string.
Okay, here
stuff.
We go. Let it be, let it be. All I hear is them going, ooh.
Let it be. Whisper words of wisdom. Let it be.
So anyway, that's it. Okay? That's the exclusive. But we've got it.
Okay.
Okay? Sorry.
Were you going to play the guy in the nursing home?
No.
Ever was that ever in your mind?
Never.
The guy that goes, because
I
laughed.
I swear
I wanted that. That's what I
was.
See, when you were doing that, I was.
I know.
You try to trick me so often on the show that I was looking forward to that, and I thought I anticipated it, you know.
You're funny.
That guy.
That's predictable. We've done that a million times, trying to do new stuff. And this was not a gag. This is just something we got, and now you've heard it, and it's no. Yeah, don't that sound the same to you?
Very similar. The strings are missing. There's a fullness that isn't there now.
It's not as good.
You hear that?
I hear the missing strings.
Yeah, it's not as good. Why are they making such a big deal about it?
The changes are probably less noticeable on this song than on some of the others.
Well, you know what? If we were doing our jobs as musicologists, we would have both versions and have the original version just so you could compare them and
we
put
don't.
Them side by side.
We don't.
All right.
We don't.
Good.
You're waiting for something, and it's not going to happen.
Okay, I'm fine with that. I'm fine.
Rob, give me another cut.
Let's do a serious music documentary, and then I won't wait for anything funny.
Excuse me. I happen to be a Beatles fan. You know, I'm a collector of music.
What's your opinion? What's your opinion on the new version?
I don't hear it.
Mm-hmm.
That's my whole point. I don't hear it. That's it. To a lot of people, it matters.
It's obvious to me.
Shut up.
The long and winding road.
Now just listen to it. Don't sing. Please.
What is wrong with you today?
I'm just trying to point out that there's nothing different. Do you hear anything different here?
Oh, yeah.
No, come on. See, now you're working me.
All I hear... is it's turned down. The mix is... You have the same things in the mix, but they're not as up front.
Okay, and then that brings me to the whole thing. Why is it such a big deal?
But we'd have to hear the original to put them side by side. You'd have to hear the original album and put them side by side.
You have the original? All right, put on Let It Be. Right.
Just to compare it.
Put on the first.
Because, I mean, you're not going to hear them if you... It's been too long anyway since I've listened to that album.
He may just be trying to sell records. I've heard McCartney say that he never really liked the Phil Spector mix and that he thinks this version is much better.
This is the original.
Right now, I don't hear nothing here either.
No. Seems like the same mix.
Sounds to me like it might be Engelbert Humperdinck. thank you. But you think so little of me that you think I'd play the rah-rah-rah-rah-rah-rah-rah-rah-rah guy. I'm so much, I'm so better prepared for this bit than just the rah-rah-rah-rah-rah guy. Let me...
Another one?
Yeah. Another you want to hear another one of the cuts from The Beatles' Let It Be Naked?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Here you go.
Oh, that's very good. Hold on a second.
This is the original, right?
No.
Oh, this is the new one.
This is the one that Phil Spector did.
Okay.
It's not queuing up.
It's not. This is the first one.
Rob presses the button twice, like that'll help it.
Thanks. Oh,
hold on, it did. But it ain't going.
CD 2. Ah, here we go.
You should hear the record.
Yeah.
When I was younger, so much younger than today.
The Beatles.
It's been so long.
This is an exclusive. So you can hear the difference. Phil Spector's not on this one.
Yeah, no. Who is?
Mike, it's...
Is this Spock?
No.
I got it.
No, it's the Beatles, Mike.
Oh, okay.
It's the Beatles. Hold on. Because I know you think we're just goofing you here.
Mm-hmm.
Here's another one of the cuts from The Beatles. The name is Let It Be Naked. All right, Rob, you're killing me with that.
Unless I want to hold your hand.
Yeah. Okay. Enough. Another
phase.
Cut from...
Who was the last one?
Let It Be Naked.
The long
Oh, this one. Hold on a second.
What's going on today?
We'll just get rid of this one. We don't need the real one anymore.
Okay.
We just need the play one.
The one before you played the big horns, you didn't know who did it?
Yeah, but it's a band you've never heard of.
Okay.
It's a band you never heard of. Unlike this gentleman... Now, doesn't Paul McCartney sound different here?
He does. He sounds like Johnny Mathis.
Johnny Mathis. Yeah.
God. Everybody loves to sing the Beatles.
Beatles, Let It Be Naked. But, Mike, it doesn't end. It doesn't end there.
There's more on the new album?
No, this... Sad to say this. This one's going to go all day. This is an all-day bit.
Okay.
That's like a bad Beatlemania ripoff.
Yeah.
That's who that one is. But this one really is from Let It Be Naked. And what I love is it features my favorite Ringo star. My favorite right here. Let It Be Naked. Sing it, Ringo. Or play it, I'm sorry.
Is this Liberace?
Yes. Yes, it is, Mike.
Thank you.
Liberace.
Thank you for giving. Oh, man. He will be missed.
Okay. All right. Now, that's funny. That's funny. That's make fun of the homo. Right. That's not funny. This one is real. This is that bad group again. I'm going to throw them in from time to time.
I hate them more than anything.
Do you really? Hold on. I better go right to a go-to. From the Beatles, Let It Be Naked. Come on, please cue up. Here you go. Ah. Let It Be Naked. Ladies and gentlemen, Paul McCartney.
It's Tom Jones.
Yeah. That's right. It's Tom Jones.
Wow. I don't mind Tom Jones singing anything.
We're going a long way with this one.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, we have to have this one.
Here's the best.
The best from the Beatles, Let It Be Naked.
Might hear a lot of this one.
My God, it's got the intro on it.
This is
the intro to Die For. Yeah. Beatles!
Now, these are the background singers, but I tell you, this is great.
Well, you call them background singers. I call them George Harrison, Ringo Starr, and I believe in this case, Paul is singing backgrounds. It's John singing lead, I think, on this one.
John Lennon on lead.
Picture yourself in a boat on a river with tangerine trees and marmalade sky.
Let it be naked.
Somebody calls you.
World exclusive.
Captain Lennon.
Slowly. A girl with kaleidoscope eyes.
Okay.
Cellophane flowers. Yellow and green.
Okay, obviously.
Flying over your head.
John was doing some shrooms or something that day.
With the sun in her eyes. And she's gone.
Well, listen, we've only got about 80 of these.
Never heard of John Lennon sound like William Shatner.
We're going to slow down on this a little bit because we want this to last throughout the entire show. And we've only played about 15 or 20 of the 80 cuts we have.
You know, I had no idea how much time you spent on this, collecting these hits.
An awful long time, Mike. And who doesn't like, that is my favorite Beatles song maybe of all time, Gotta Get You Into My Life, without Phil Spector.
I was alone, I took a ride, I didn't know what I would find there.
You're hearing a Don and Mike exclusive.
Another road where maybe I could find another kind of mind there.
We've played it before.
Ooh, then I suddenly see you, ooh.
I'm going to give you to the hook, and you got to guess it by then.
Every single day of my life.
Now, you give? Oh, boy, would he be pissed.
Really?
That you said it's a woman.
Run, you didn't hide, you
all right, I'll give you your clue, and now you'll get it.
All right.
Does this amuse you?
Joe Pesci?
Right.
Wow.
Oh,
man.
Oh, excuse me. I'm no mic. No, this is Ringo Starr again. I don't know who I'm kidding with this.
Joe Pesci loves to sing.
Joe Pesci does, but so do the Beatles.
Yeah.
On Let It Be Naked, without Phil Spector.
What a classic this is.
I told you, we really are scraping the bottom here, but now we've gone to the Ohio State Marching Band.
The Ohio State University.
Beatles without Phil Spector.
All right. You know, I'd get that whole album of that Ohio State Marching Band.
It's my bad. It's the Let It Be Naked album by the Beatles.
Sounds like Elvis.
It is Elvis.
Is it Elvis?
It is Elvis.
Man, I love this new album.
Anyway.
I can't believe Elvis did a Beatles song.
Yeah. Mike, come on. You can't hold on a second. More than one.
Hey, get back.
Oh, that's sad.
You want to know the best thing about this whole bit?
What?
Charlie got a panicked call from Alan Lineman saying, they can't play this.
You're kidding me.
No, from the beginning.
Oh, really?
He said, they can't play that stuff.
Hey, Alan. Just look on the floor for pennies. Leave us alone. Leave us alone with the show here. You know,
this is good music.
It goes on and on.
If I give it up.
It goes on and on. Okay, now, seriously, the Beatles. Alan Lineman, damn you. Let's batten down the hatches now and here. Let It Be Naked. I'll say it right now. Don and Mike, world exclusive. All the other CBS stations will be playing it tonight. You're hearing it 8 hours in advance. Strike that on my mark. 5 hours, 25 minutes from now.
Something in the way she moves.
Tony. Tony Bennett.
Or John Lennon.
Attracts me like no other lover.
Is it Rahul?
George Harrison.
It's George Harrison.
George.
That's George Harrison.
Yeah, of course. I'm sorry.
His lounge period.
You take away the some of the processing.
Uh-huh.
Sounds remarkably like the crooner Tony Bennett.
Anyway, so that's a bit, you know, we're not going to get tired of all day long.
All day.
All day, because we've not even gone here yet, you know, to the stuff that you know that we have. Hold on, which cut is this? I got my rough. I don't even know what I'm playing.
I know you deceive me. Now here's a surprise.
Oh, that's the Who song.
This isn't the Beatles.
That you have,
come boys, you're losing your head.
Hold on.
Oh, you found the hidden cut.
Hold on.
The deep track?
Yeah.
Yeah, see that? If you put this CD in, Rob, you know I'm going to have to play this one. Because even though we're doing a Beatles bit right now.
Oh, my God, it has been years since you played this.
Mike, it's your favorite by everybody.
Understand he's got dyed hair, Don.
Living and raising macadamia nuts. A big sea sucker. Here's Jim Nabors.
You are the sunshine of my life.
This has nothing to do with the Beatles.
Oh, but this is music.
This is on the Shatner CD. Is that what it is?
Oh, I got you.
Okay.
That's beautiful.
Is this beautiful music?
Enough. There is one last, at least in this segment, Beatles, whatever it is, Let It Be Naked.
Right.
This is the last one you'll hear. Without Phil Spector, and don't send the cease and desist orders. Give you a hint. Buzz Bangder. It's Mae West, Mike.
Mae West. Back in the day, huh, Buzz?
Yeah.
What a lady.
What a lady.
All right, we'll get...
Wow. So I give that a round of applause.
Yeah,
Mike, that was fabulous.
Please stop the applause.
You're terrific. You know.
Still not heard Percy Faith, Moore Liberace, the Carpenters, which means we'll be doing the puke thing.
Right.
Perry Como, Wilson Pickett, Ray Conniff, more Tom Jones. Oh, wow, I'm just all over the place.
Everybody loves the Beatles.
Yeah, sure. So anyway, that's the joke.
That's fabulous.
That's the joke to start the show today.
You know, I can't possibly apologize enough for chuckling in advance, knowing that I know, if we were playing poker, I might know your tell.
Yeah.
You know, it's something I see. It's a little gleam in your eye.
See, I could not hide it from you.
That tells me. Perhaps when you're setting something up that elaborate, I should simply look away.
Yeah. Well, see, if I
say... Because then I start chuckling because
I say
know
look
something
away,
funny to ensue.
You'll know if I say look away, then you'll know. And,
mm-hmm.
And anyway, so that's that. But we're gonna not stop doing that because that is that's fall down funny.
Yeah. It is, and it's a tribute, of course.
Now, we got a break because we have Mr. Skin coming on, but I'll just tell you that today... Here's more stuff to add to the pile of stuff that we didn't get to that we will get to today. I like to call it the Denny's controversy, and it will affect a portion of our listening audience.
Okay, very good.
The Denny's controversy, and
they've done it again. You mean?
No. It's not like the Sambo thing.
Okay, all right. Just checking.
Not like the Sambo thing, which incidentally, Rob still in his heart.
Right.
Always say to me, you feel like some eggs? Yeah, let's go to Sambo's.
Yeah, terrible.
I keep saying, hey, no, look at Denny's.
That's Rob.
He says, same color,
mm-hmm.
Same layout.
Right.
Sambo's, Denny's. Anyway, and we've got also, this is just too good. I'll just tell you this now, that we can't tell this guy that he's the Infinity Program Director of the Year, because we already got a guy from a station in Charlotte that
right.
All Halloween, all Christmas music on Halloween.
Right.
Which is just retarded. However, now this is like the 6 degrees of separation of Kevin Bacon, so you got to bear with me.
Okay.
When I first came back to Washington 18, 19, 20 years ago, the guy that hired me was Smokey Rivers. Then when I first worked with Mike, Smokey Rivers was our first program director.
Mm-hmm.
Smokey Rivers was... In a lot of ways, well, in every way, just an awful program director. And he was a pain in the
ass. Credits himself, though, and even though you and I kind of got together on our own, Smokey takes the credit for putting us together.
I'm the one that shot the chemistry. That's what he said. So anyway, this guy, we fought with him all. We have tapes of him. We have lots of stories about him.
Yes.
Peppered vodka.
Right.
So now, as it turns out, now our career goes on. We go through the debacle that is when we were on in New York on WNEW, a station that they later blew up because of sex for Sam with Sam Hoff. Now, dig this. That station in New York that we used to work at, which changed its format to Blink 1027,
right,
which is just ridiculous, they hired Smokey Rivers to be the program director.
What goes around comes around.
Now, hold on. This press release crossed my desk today from Infinity Broadcasting. The new 1027, Blink, is New York's first home for nonstop holiday music.
Oh, no!
Just wait, Mike.
Wow.
No. Station to broadcast holiday favorites through Christmas Day. And he's quoted in the press release, the new Blink 102 kicked off the holiday season today. This is today, November 11th.
Right.
And they will play continuous Christmas music through midnight on Christmas Day, Thursday, December 25th. 102.7 is New York's first station this season to present continuous holiday favorites. We could all use a little Christmas, and it can't get here soon enough, said Smokey Rivers, program director for the station.
Oh, my God.
The decorations are up, the temperature is down, and holiday music is available right now on 102.7.
Desperate.
We must call Smokey today, not only to just say, hey, pal, how you doing?
How you doing? Welcome to our former home.
Yeah, but to say, not only has he got a cherry gig at a can't-lose situation,
right,
that's can't-lose station, great idea. You know, he's just following...
He's a trailblazer.
The biggest idiots in radio.
He is a trailblazer.
But it's funny...
when you can't think of anything else to do...
That it's like connect the dots, because we knew him back then, and then when we first worked together, he was our program director.
Right.
Then we worked at that station in New York, and we got fired, and that was an awful experience. And then that station is such a dog now that they hired Smokey...
Right.
Moved him in from St. Louis to be the program director. And what's the first thing he does?
First big move, put on that holiday music.
All Christmas music on November 11th.
The temperature's down.
What a dick. What a dick.
I bet he'll be on the air, too.
Oh, God. You know, Smokey for whoever.
And doesn't this save him from making any decisions for 7 weeks?
Yeah.
I mean, basically, he'll play the same 60 records over and over again, right?
If you can't hear our Christmas music,
right?
So if you're having trouble hearing it, give us a call.
We got too much going on today. We've not even answered your telephone calls. I apologize. We're running late. We'll take one right here. Don and Mike, hello.
Yeah, see, what are you guys doing on the radio, see?
All right, and maybe it was a good decision not to take phone calls.
Nah, let me tell you something now, see? Now, you're on the radio now, man, see?
Right.
What's your name?
I'm glad we didn't take calls. All right, thank you.
Come on now, see? Don't hang up on me now, see?
Nah. Gotta hang up now.
Nah, I want to talk to you now.
Gotta go.
I'm going to the Pacific Northwest now, see? It's out by Washington, see?
Okay, drop the accent. Ladies and gentlemen, Phil Spector.
There he is.
No, my name is not Phil Spector, see?
No, he's not going to give it up. No, he's not going to give it up.
All right, bye.
Okay, man, see?
Bye.
Okay, I want to talk to somebody now, see? Where's Joe now, see?
Hang up, come on, please.
Persistent.
Now, I want to talk to somebody that's on the radio, see? No, I don't want to talk to none of you.
You got
to
hang up. You got
to
hang up.
You know, we do a regional coast-to-coast national show. We've been on the air for 30 minutes.
Right.
We take one telephone call. One
and
call.
It's a complete idiot.
And this is the guy.
No, I'm not an idiot now, see? No, I'm a very educated man, see? Now, what's called, see? I went to 4-year school, see? I want to be a doctor now, see?
Will you stop talking like this?
Man, see?
Stop talking just for a second.
You think you're capable? Can you do it?
Yeah, I'll do it right now.
All right, bye. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, man, we had an agreement. 9 songs an hour, not 7, not 8, 9. You keep up this yap, yap, yap crap, and you'll be back in Chicago driving that trash truck with your Earth Dog brother. I told you guys, don't overload your listeners. 1 bit per break. Don't cram all that junk together. Use your head. Hey, guys, show a little respect for women. We want women to listen to this station, so cut the locker room talk. When you turn the mic on, think of that ideal Washington woman. You know, intelligent, upscale... like Madonna, you know? Hey, man, why are you always talking about your wife? Who cares if you beat your wife? Everybody beats your wife.
The Don and Mike Show.
And I say bravo to you, sirs. Bravo to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
I'm shouting all about love.
See, I'm cleverer than you think.
Well, they cheated you like a dog.
Because
and, looked,
we,
and ladies and gentlemen,
no,
he looked
not
me square in the eye.
Look at that. We came back. It's a Smokey Rivers tape, and it's George Harrison.
Right.
Singing a real song about after John Lennon got shot.
Exactly right.
All those years ago.
No, Mike, you're the one I make eye contact with.
I know.
I think you're very clever.
And I think you're a dear.
Thank you.
Let's go to...
I appreciate it.
Let's go to Jimmy Skin. Because, I frankly, I've seen some of the stuff that he's got this week, and... Listen, if he's not going to go out of the shoot with Meg Ryan topless in the cut, which he has already for us.
Right.
Then I don't know.
Now, look at those before the show. They are hot.
It's his lineup. You saw them?
Yeah.
How'd you see them?
I'm kidding.
Oh. Wow.
I just thought I'd continue on the theme of being difficult today.
Don't worry. And it's not a giant conspiracy to keep things from Mike.
No, not at all.
No. It's because you're the only spontaneous one. You're the only one I get a spontaneous reaction from.
I know. So do you ever notice sometimes when you're handing them to me how I snatch?
Yeah.
You'll do this kind of slow thing where you'll hand them over, and then when it finally gets like an inch away, I'll just reach out and grab it because I want to see it so bad.
Anyway, here he is from www.mrskin.com, the world's greatest website.
All right.
Jim McBride, Jimmy Skin. Hey, Jim.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're doing great now. This Meg Ryan, this is the movie that's in the theaters.
Yeah, that's why I sent it to you. We've talked about the movie before. I've been promoting the hell out of it for the last 6 months, and it's in theaters. We talked about the nudity, but I finally have some
there you go. Look at it,
pics
Mike.
To enjoy.
Take a look at Meg Ryan now. This is Meg
Ryan. They're nice.
Showing off.
Oh, yeah.
Showing off what she's got. And
are they real?
You got to remember, she's 41 years old.
And,
yeah,
and they're real, right?
Yeah, it appears so. I haven't seen a good. I haven't been able to analyze them, obviously, on the DVD with bouncing effects, but they look real to me.
So this,
boy, they
right
are
here,
correct. I like them.
Yep.
Right here, you've already. Well, this, as I've pointed out many times, you're getting the show for free, so you know you get what you pay for. But if you were paying right here, this would be worth the price of admission. This is a movie that's not in the theaters yet, right, Jim?
Oh, yeah, no, it's in theaters. It's been in for a couple weeks.
In the cut.
Didn't even
know that. In the, you know, they left one letter out there.
Oh, my God.
In the cut with Meg Ryan, and she's topless, and you go to MrSkin.com, and you type in the name Meg Ryan, and there you see him.
Now, if you go see the movie, Jim, do you get a lot more? How long?
Oh, yeah.
How much time?
She has about six nude scenes all told.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, she has a lot. It's actually a very good movie for skin. And, you know, the thing about this, ever since Halle Berry did Monster's Ball.
Make me feel good. Make me feel good.
Yeah, always recommended to watch that scene with the sound down. But, after that, and she stood up there and accepted an Academy Award, all of a sudden these actresses are starting to realize that you can do some really good graphic nudity and it won't hurt your career. So now you had Diane Lane in Unfaithful, Meg Ryan and In the Cut. So it's kind of a good thing. So hopefully there'll be more of this older woman great sex scenes and nudity. Yeah.
And the thing is,
this is really a treat.
They've been hidden for so long, and who hasn't seen one of those dumb like When Harry Met Sally movies? And you look at her, and even back there with her bad 80s flash dance haircut.
I was watching When Harry Met Sally over the weekend, as a matter of fact.
You always wonder. You know, here's the thing that ruins that movie for me. Two words. Billy Crystal.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I'm sorry.
It's so good, though, and so well written.
Yeah, a good premise.
You can actually ignore Billy Crystal.
It's very hard to ignore him.
But, like, that scene, you know, the classic scene, and we've played the tape from it, when she's in the diner.
All
and
right,
she's
oh,
doing the
fake
O. Yeah, I mean, right. My God, that's hysterical.
All right, certainly, that's a go to on MrSkin.com if you want to see Meg Ryan's boobs.
Yeah, so that's been in theaters a couple weeks. I just wanted to show you guys. But there's two movies that are open in theaters tomorrow. One is Looney Tunes Back in Action.
Yuck.
Yeah, when I was invited to that screening, I kind of figured that's one I can skip. I got a report from some guys who saw it. Report, there is no cartoon poon in this movie. There is nothing No Skin and Looney Tunes back in action.
Well, rest assured, gentlemen, I'll be seeing it over the weekend.
Now, Master and Commander, The Far Side of the World is the new Russell Crowe movie. It's based on that Patrick O'Brien series of novels.
Oh, right, the like pirate kind of
thing.
Yeah,
like old from like the 1800s and stuff.
I like it. Yeah, I like anything on the sea.
Yeah, well, the problem is not only is this movie rated PG, it's a complete sausage fest. It's there's not even one female listed in the cast.
Oh,
really? That's a bad sign,
wow.
Right? Yeah.
Oh, so it's a gay film.
Well, it's a non-chick film.
Well, boys, they didn't bring any wenches out to sea with them in the olden days.
Yeah, you can't even get an upskirt or a down blouse because not even a babe in the movie. So it's really a bad week for nudity at the theater. So,
that's too bad. Yeah. Well, it's probably that way because of the holidays, and that's why, Jimmy, you got the DVDs, and you got some girls in here that, well, I don't know if I've heard of them or not. You have some interesting, a monkey's in one of these pictures.
Yeah, right. Wow. Yeah. World's luckiest spider monkey, but we'll get to that in a second. New release section of your favorite video store this week, Terminator 3, Rise of the Machine. It's the third installment of the Arnold Schwarzenegger, the Terminator series. And at the very beginning of this film, like in the first couple minutes, a cyborg played by Kristanna Loken, who you might know from the TV series Unhappily Ever After. That's the show that Nikki Cox was on and became very famous for. And in that, it's a really nice nude scene. She's completely Schwartz and naked in this, and you get a great butt shot of Kristanna Loken. And I will say this about Arnold Schwarzenegger's movies is, remember like the original Terminator, he had Linda Hamilton was naked in it.
Right.
And not only is there usually, you know, obviously there's the great action and all that, but he always sneaks some good nudity into his flicks. So,
and she's got great hair too, man.
Yeah. Well, this Kristanna Loken, she had never done a nude scene. So when this came to the theater, it was kind of big news because it was her debut nude scene. A lot of guys had been hoping for her to do nudity. So that's good. So
you can go back to whatever that movie was with Sharon Stone when it was in an Arnold movie also.
He's always put
Total Recall.
Total Recall. Yeah, right.
Hi, this is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
There he is. T3, she's naked now. You only see her from the rear, though.
Yeah,
you know?
The rear, but I'll take it as a debut nude scene. Hopefully she'll do more. But, you know, once you take your clothes off, you're more likely to do it again. Once you do that first nude scene. So this was nice debut nudity from Kristanna Loken.
All prospective actresses, don't listen to Jim when he says that.
Hi, this is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
It's the only way to get to the top, girls.
Take it off.
Sleep. Suck.
Right. So that's the only way I'll promote your career.
There you go.
But anyway, now another DVD new this week. For the first time ever on DVD is a 1977 movie called Joseph Andrews. It's a UK flick. Now, there's a ton of nudity in this movie, but the thing that the reason I'm a fan of this is for one reason, named Anne Margaret. My number one babe, of all the babes at MrSkin.com, of anyone I've ever seen, Anne Margaret's always been my favorite.
Back in the day, you know, and even back when she was on the, what was her name? Anne Margrock on the Flintstones?
Oh, yeah. I think I had a few pleasuring myself moments to Anne Margrock in my day, too.
Yeah, wow. Right. You were up and out watching the Flintstones.
Right.
So this is from a movie from 1977 in which Anne Margaret is
she's in a sheer top, right?
You can see right through. And then you got some other stuff.
I also sent, because I want to stress, Anne Margaret is not really naked, but she's in a completely sheer top. You can see right through it. But,
yes, you can.
But there's tons of other nudity from other girls in that movie. But if you want to see the best Anne Margaret movie for nudity, Carnal Knowledge is that 1971 flick.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Jack Nicholson, Art Garfunkel. And looking outstanding as usual, Anne Margaret showing one scene where she's at dinner with Nicholson. It's probably the best cleavage scene I've ever seen in a movie. But later they have sex, and the next morning he's in the shower, and he calls to her, and he's joking around, you know, calling her nurse. And she's completely naked on the bed, gets up from the bed, and walks to the shower to join Jack. And it's just pure heaven.
Sometimes Jim gets pretty ramped up.
Yeah, sorry.
Occasionally you listen to Jim and you wonder if you're one of those guys you have to put the signs in your lawn to let the neighbors know what's going on.
Right, wow. Right. Yeah, this man has moved into your neighborhood.
But I tell you, what's great about Jim is he does appreciate the older actresses in their day. And I mean,
and Margaret, there just is no hotter woman.
Look at those cans.
Prime. Wow.
Look at those cans.
Yeah, she's amazing.
Nice cans.
So Joseph Andrews is a new DVD out this week, and you can check that out. Now, there's also been a lot of great TV skin this week. Now, this show, we've talked a little about the show Carnival, this HBO show.
Right.
And last Sunday night,
This is just gross. Okay?
Well, I got to get into a few things here.
Okay.
For the first time, Cynthia Ettinger, she's the very heavy blonde that plays a major role in this, unleashed her massive jumbo jacks for the first time in this. Now, the reactions to this show is kind of split. Some people I know really love it. I've heard a lot of people say they can't stand it, it's too boring or whatever. But I will say they've been doing some wild nudity in this, and not always from your 23-year-old fake-breasted skinny babes. I mean, they throw wild stuff.
Now,
but here's the thing. It's interesting. Cynthia Ettinger, that was her first nude scene on the show, but there's another girl on the show named Amanda Adai.
This is the one that I said looks gross.
Well, let me tell you something. You know who she is? You remember the singer Meatloaf? That's his daughter. She's 22 years old.
Oh. look at her. She looks like me. Look at the...
Her meat's loafing in that scene.
Now I saw this scene. I saw this scene when they did it.
HBO's Carnival.
And it's the women that are in the girly show, right? In the carnival. That's what it is.
Yeah, but Mike,
Hoochie. But that's the whole thing. That's the reality of it. That they're, you know, that's the way they were, you know, the portrayed the look in those days.
Right. If you've seen the movie Fight Club, she has her dad's breasts.
Again, this is the thing. Now, you got to remember, there's a lot of guys out there, and I have to say I'm one of them, that I like the heavy, I like to see the heavy girls get naked. I like to see natural, huge breasts. Mm-hmm. Are these girls runway models? Of course not, but it's kind of cool to check out, and they get a lot of nudity. Now, they had another girl named Carla Gallo who was with her on stage that was skinny, if you want that, but it's just amazing. They even got Adrienne Barbeau to show breasts again at 53 years old, so... I highly recommend the show for nudity. It's been doing real well.
Okay.
And now,
you know, I'm just stuck on this one set of photos of this Amanda Adai, and it's just, you know,
I don't think she's on the show anymore.
She looks like she's getting ready to take a dump in this one right here. Yeah, she has her hips situated and she's topless.
Meatloaf's daughter, naked on Carnival.
Episode I saw, I think some of the townspeople didn't really take to her doing the news.
Yeah.
They got her.
You say that, though, with Meatloaf's daughter.
Oh, yeah. It's a celebrity. It's cool to know. That's the thing. Like, if you just heard the name Amanda Adai, you wouldn't care. But now that you know it's Meatloaf's daughter, you got to take a peek. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
That's what's cool about this, is finding out who these people are. Now, this is something more up your guys' alley. The show Vegas, this new TV show Vegas, it's been really putting some nice skin on screen. Now, supermodel Molly Sims this week on the show, you might remember her. She was the Old Navy girl for a number of years, the hot blonde Old Navy girl. And she had a scene this week. Now, this is so cool. Network television, we're getting closer to this being a normal occurrence.
These pictures were on NBC, but obviously you're freeze-framing this.
I saw this episode of Vegas, and it was... It was pretty intense when they did that. It came as quite a surprise, too.
A very pleasant surprise. This is a supermodel here getting naked, and she took her bra or her bikini top off in front of that guy, and it's really a nice scene. So if you go
to Mr. Skin.
She's breaking up with him in that scene, incidentally.
You go to MrSkin.com, you see her take off her T-shirt and then her underwear, and then, and I guess on NBC, you get a nice side shot of her boob. Not once, but twice.
Well, what's neat about this particular scene is that in the back, right off to the right, Jim doesn't show this in these still pictures, but James Caan is completely naked. Just standing over to the right with his hairy back, and he's working his man. Yeah,
his man.
Yeah,
Molly's the one where a couple weeks back I told you about the reflection in the window. So, same one. So this is they're getting closer. Okay. It's not making me have to work so hard.
Good for NBC. Oh, and now finally, let's get to the spider monkey.
Yeah, well, this week we added some new picks. We're big fans of those Sports Illustrated videos and DVDs, and though there's normally no nudity in those, you get a lot of thongs and you get a lot of girls holding their breasts, but they're all amazing. You know, these are all supermodels. So this week we added pics from the 2001 Sports Illustrated video, and we're looking at it, and I mean...
That's a lucky monkey.
Yeah. Heidi Klum, who's, you know, one of the most gorgeous women in the world,
and is
supermodel
topless.
Extraordinaire, and is topless, is in a bikini bottom and then has a spider monkey wrapped around her. But luckily, the spider monkey gave us a nice he gave us a nice view.
And it looks, in at least the first photo, yeah, as if the spider monkey might be nursing.
Right. It's pretty wild. Now, you know, they've been putting out these DVDs for quite some time, and Sports Illustrated. But this 2001, it has, you know, not only has this great, great Heidi Klum nudity, but then Shikara Ladart also is naked, another supermodel in it. And it's really kind of nice. It's most of it's bikini stuff, but 2001 was the best year for Sports Illustrated video and DVDs.
That is a funny picture.
Yeah, it's great stuff.
That's pretty great. That's pretty hard to beat.
He finishes with my favorite, the Heidi Klum. You can't argue with that one.
Yeah, that's the highlight this week, I think. Unless you're, you know, into the fat chicks.
You're a chubby chaser.
On HBO.
Chubby chaser.
And Meg Ryan, too. All of that new this week at www.mrskin.com. We endorse this website.
We do.
Go to it all the time.
Great.
Jimmy, as always, you're great, and we'll see you next week.
All right, guys. Take care.
All right, bye-bye.
That's great.
You know, he never failed.
He was particularly perved up this week, too.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, he was.
He got in really, like, almost breathing heavy with the Aunt Margaret and then the fat chicks in Carnival.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. He's a chubby chaser.
He is. He likes the chubby girls. I think he likes anybody naked.
Well,
any girl naked.
You know, this thing with the supermodel with Heidi Klum.
That's my favorite. I mean, you can't argue with that. That's a fantastic series.
I mean, it's erotic and it's funny.
She looks like the monkey, and the monkey doesn't look like it's going anywhere, does it?
No. In this picture right here, look at in this still right here.
Yeah, right.
The monkey's got his face right on the areola.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And if I'm her, I'm worried about getting my nipples bitten off.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
all that monkey would have to do is he's right there.
That's valuable property, right? Yeah, those boobs are probably insured with Lloyd's of London.
No doubt. And it looked like in the second still picture here that she's trying to adjust the monkey to cover her up a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's right.
But the monkey's really not moving anywhere.
And can you blame him?
No, you can't.
And then finally in the last picture,
I want to be a monkey.
If you look at them chronologically in the last picture, finally the monkey does have his arm up over her areola and nipple.
And doesn't that look like the final picture?
Yeah.
Like the real Sports Illustrated picture?
It's like you went behind the scenes.
Right.
The making of. Heidi Klum with a spider monkey.
That's some of the best pictures I've ever seen on MrSkin.com.
That's why that's a killer segment.
Wow.
You can see those pictures if you go to www.MrSkin.com.
Do it.
Okay. You already put it away?
Hold demand on. Has been so high.
I know demand is very high, Rob. But
everyone wants to hear the bootleg album.
Want to play?
We got some more Beatles music coming up?
Yeah, we do.
Mm. What's the name of that new thing that they released today that nobody else has?
Thanks for playing along, Mike. It's Let It Be Naked.
Let It Be Naked. We're the first ones to have it. This is pretty exciting stuff.
It's going
to
debut across the country, I think. It's 9 o'clock East Coast time tonight. You're probably hearing the oldie station or the classic rock station in your market announcing that they have this. Well, the truth is the album was leaked out last week by, it's quite a leak, by Scott Muni. First leak he's had, incidentally, in over 30 years. And here now, the Beatles, Let It Be Naked.
This is one of my favorite Beatles songs, and the Beatles sound better with all that processing taken out.
God. Hello, Perry Como.
Oh. Perry Como.
Goodbye ratings.
God.
Okay, hold on.
That's pretty.
Oh, man. Perry Como.
God, I don't want to do the Carpenters yet because then we'll have fun with that.
Yeah.
We'll have too much freaking.
Way too much fun.
Too much. Well, what the hell? You know what? It's wild.
Next year, Rob is going to base his Halloween character on Perry Como.
Really?
Yeah. He's going as Perry Comover.
It was a bald joke, Rob.
I heard it.
Thank you.
He heard it. Oh, what's this one?
This is Lucy in the Sky, Mike.
Another version.
Another
version. It's a bonus feature.
That's right. From the Beatles, Let It Be Naked. Let's let this roll for a second.
Sit back, Mr. Soros. We're going to take that cavity and make it go away. I'm tripping.
This nitrous oxide should taste really good going in.
Once again, it's ratings cancer, but I'll say it. It's Percy Faith.
Wonderful.
I realize I'm saying names now that except to the percentage of people that actually still like AM radio, I mean, except for you people, these are nobodies.
I would venture to say Percy Faith fans are mostly in the ground.
Yeah, I think so. All right, well, that's all. You got one more?
One more.
One more?
All right, one. All right, Robin says.
One more from the Beatles, Let It Be Naked. And notice we've not had a repeat yet.
No, Norwegian Wood.
It's a great one. Let's hear what Phil Spector did or did not do on this one. That's right, it's a Don and Mike Show exclusive. You're hearing it today.
I once had a girl, or should I say she once had me. She showed me her.
Oh, let me see who this is.
No. Boy, you've not learned anything from me. For goodness sakes. You put on Jan and Dean.
That's pretty.
Jan and Dean, not funny. I mean, conceptually funny, but this... Ladies and gentlemen, all kidding aside, the Beatles, from Let It Be Naked.
Something the way she moves.
Who the F is this?
Attracts me like no other.
Oh, I know who this is. I know him and I love him.
Hey, Mike.
Something. This is Paul McCartney.
The way she moves.
Paul McCartney eating a lollipop.
Tahoe, the Caribbean, it's Telly Savalas, you know, baby. Players Club, he's underground too now. It's Kojak.
Somewhere in her smile.
And God, these references. You know, I'm realizing we're dating.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. We're dating ourselves.
I know.
Stuff we know.
I've dated myself my whole life.
Percy Faith and Kojak.
I'm the best lover I've ever met.
Come back to us, please.
All right, we got a break, but we are not nearly done with this fantastic radio making bit today.
Hey, baby. Look at that spider monkey on Heidi Klum's nipple.
You're right.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hi.
Hi.
You in the building?
Yeah, I just moved in Monday.
Oh. You like it so far?
Mm-hmm. Everybody's been real nice.
Well, that's because you have big jugs. I mean, your boobs are huge. I mean, I want to squeeze them. Oh. Mama.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hi, this is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
I must say, from where I sit, I am truly enjoying your colorful patois.
Time to polish the peanut. Time for Don and Mike.
Yeah. Let me just say, you guys are the Dean's Peanuts.
Oh, yeah.
All you people listening right now. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike, how you doing?
Howdy, we're doing great, thanks.
I was wondering, since you all were on the outs with Lisa,
Lisa Remini.
Lisa
Remedy, excuse me.
Exactly. If you could tell us the Jerry the Claw Spiller story.
The fist?
Yeah.
The fist. You know, I don't think so, because it's a thing about Jerry Stiller. It has nothing to do with Lisa Remedy.
And we really didn't have anything to do with Jerry Stiller.
No, and we had, you know, on the few occasions that we met him, I know that I saw him the day that I was out there the last time when Mike was doing the golf thing.
Right.
And I was out there on the King of Queens, as if that's still some big deal. He was very nice. He could not have been nicer.
Good.
And the secret that we were told about the fist was something that she said to us not for on air moment.
Yeah, confident.
Well, can Joe tell me off the air?
But Joe don't know what it is.
Oh, okay.
So if Joe wants to make something up, Joe, will you Joe, pick up line two.
Wouldn't be any fun that way. All right. Well, thanks anyhow.
Okay.
Bye. It's amazing how people remember things.
Yeah, little things.
Bye bye. Well, from what I understand, it wasn't a little thing.
Not at all.
From what I understand, it was a pretty big thing. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
You know, not saying it almost makes it worse.
Sure. I know it was. What, didn't we ask her one time on the air back when we were still chatting with her if we could talk about this? She's like, No, I shouldn't have told you about that.
Don't talk about the fist.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, how are
are you?
We're doing great. Please turn down your radio.
Sorry.
No problem.
I just want to tell you guys, that Arnold Schwarzenegger bit a couple days ago.
Hi, this is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Was the funniest thing in the world.
You know, we're not done with that tape yet, as a matter of fact. That's another one of the things on the to-do list.
I've never heard anything funnier in my life.
We only got...
Hi, this is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
We only got one cut into that. There's in that DVD, there's like 15 more cuts.
Wow. Right, right. And he's giving his analysis. Be tough to beat the inflatable breast comment.
Yeah, but all right. We'll see if we can. Thank you.
Where is that from?
That's from T3. Go to your DVD store and buy T3.
It's got a bonus feature.
Incredible.
All right, bye-bye. And not that I even know what he's talking about, but Rob just wrote me a note. If you watch the beginning sequence of King of Queens, you can figure out Jerry Stiller's secret.
You have to watch very carefully.
Okay.
But you can.
You watch TV closely.
In high definition.
Very good. Okay.
Hi, this is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Hi, Arnold.
This scene with the enlargement of the press was fantastic. Because, again, it was one of those things. I mean, in the movie it was used kind of like, okay, if that's what guys would like to see, if this world deals with big breasts, then so be it. I'm going to just have bigger breasts. But in the audience, it was this kind of like immediately you saw women sitting there telling each other, says, oh, that's a great idea. You have to check out where you get that done.
They did not.
So you can deflate and inflate your breasts on command.
Your breasts.
It's a whole new concept. Because there's some guys that like little breasts, and there's some guys that like big breasts. So it wouldn't be nice if you can play both sides, you know. And sometimes even simultaneously.
Thank you, Governor.
Duh.
That's the thing with the breasts. If you have the inflatable breast, the girls will say, I want to do that, and I'm so angry.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, guys, I just wasn't sure if you were aware or not that Arnold's actually getting inaugurated on Monday at 11 o'clock in the morning, West Coast time.
And that's got to be in Sacramento, right?
Correct.
Yeah. Man, do we have to have some of our listeners out there show up at that time.
Sure.
So that's 2 o'clock our time, which means, oh, my God, the show will be on the air.
Oh, my God.
For an hour.
Will they have it live? Will
oh
they have
God.
A live feed? Because I'd love to hear the,
oh my.
I almost was, and I can solemnly swear.
Is there like a pregame show, or is he sworn in at 11?
I don't know if they're going to have a pregame or not. Just the local TV outlets are starting to carry the live coverage at 11 for the inauguration.
Oh, then they're probably filling. Maybe we can get a live feed.
Wouldn't that be great?
Oh, yeah.
You could
God.
Laugh at it.
What I love hearing that. And, oh, man, you dopes out there in California. You just wait. You just wait and see what you got yourself into.
Because an inauguration means an inauguration day speech.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello. Hello. Okay, let's go to, you know what, I'm pressing it, and it's just nothing.
Press it twice. You use the Rob method.
Press it twice?
Yeah, that's the Rob method.
Hey.
There it is.
Thanks, Buzz.
He knows what he's doing.
Hello, Don and Mike. Hello, Don and Mike.
Mike?
Yes?
Mike?
Yes?
You bought a boat a while back, and there was a bet on how long you were going to keep it. You still got the boat, my friend?
Still got it.
Excellent.
The last time you used it, well, it's past boating season, but when's the last time you used it?
Short time before Hurricane Isabel.
Okay, bye.
that kind of put a damper. I can't get to it now.
See you later.
I keep it in a place where some of the boats, I keep it in one of those boatel.
And a boatel, oh, yeah. Sure.
Where they stack them up, mm-hmm. And apparently the hurricane wreaked a little havoc down there, nobody can get at their boats right now.
Well, here is something for our listeners in Canada. We're heard in Toronto on the Buffalo station, and then in Vancouver on the Seattle station. So it's Canada news. Canadian news. Now, we got this in the mail from, I wish there was a name on this, I'd like to credit the person, somebody in Spokane, Washington.
Okay.
Dear Don and Mike, thought you'd enjoy this. I was waiting for my takeout order at Denny's. Well, right there, let me just say, you're living large.
Absolutely.
You're doing takeout at Denny's, and I got bored. I saw the enclosed entry form for the Denny's Juicy Jetaway Sweepstakes, and I read the official rules. And as they say, the rest is history. I figured that this would lighten your day. Great show. I enjoy listening to you here in Spokane, where we get you live, unlike Seattle. Bye now! And that's all we got. Now, I don't know a lot about the contest, about Denny's Juicy Jetaway Sweepstakes.
Sounds dirty. Mm.
But if you go to the official rules, and we've got them here.
My
God.
Now, unlike...
Look at that page.
Unlike the Beatles saying, I promise you, this is not a gag. Denny's Juicy Getaway Sweepstakes official rules, no purchase necessary. Two ways to enter online beginning 8 a.m., 11:04:03 through 5 p.m. 12:15:03. So you go on, you know, part five. Uh-huh. This is all in very tiny, tiny print.
Very tiny.
Look how tiny the print is. We had to enlarge it.
Oh, my God. I mean, I thought that was tiny on your enlargement.
No, the guy actually got it enlarged. It's it's about the size of an index card on one side. Where
I've never seen anything like that.
The Juicy Getaway Sweepstakes. But on the other side, the printing is absolutely tiny.
It's that means no one will win the prize.
Right.
Well, now, here's something that I think you'll find interesting. Under general rules, number five. If winner is a Canadian resident, he, she must correctly answer without assistance of any kind, whether mechanical or otherwise,
what?
An arithmetic skill question to be administered by mail or phone prior to being awarded a prize.
So in other words, if a Canadian enters the contest and wins... Just like an American would.
The Canadian,
has to answer an arithmetic question.
Math.
And cannot be helped.
I don't understand.
Hold on.
Fair.
Let me read it to you again from the very beginning.
Okay.
Because there's a little more than I read to you. If winner is a Canadian resident, he slash she must correctly answer, without assistance of any kind, whether mechanical or otherwise, a mathematical skill question to be administered by mail or phone prior to being awarded a prize. If a resident of Canada cannot be contacted and the skill question administered within 10 days of notification, the entrant will be disqualified.
All right, so for some reason, they're putting the Canadians behind the eight ball here.
Now, we don't know.
They want an American winner.
Uh-huh.
And who can blame them?
The question would be, how difficult is the mathematical question?
And what is the contest? Hi, Charlie.
Here's a frequent visitor of Denny's.
Yeah.
Hi there.
That's true.
Hi, Charles.
Hi.
Sit down.
Yeah, well, they say they're going to mail the question to you and you have 10 days to respond.
Uh-huh.
I would think they could get the answer in 10 days.
Well, couldn't they just call you up and say, like, what's 5 times 5? And right. if you got something in the mail from Denny's that said, what's 10 times 5, how would they know?
Right. You're not getting mechanical assistance. So you're not, which means using a calculator.
Yeah, or digital, like
right,
your fingers
right.
and toes. But this isn't the real rules.
Wow. Have you thought about adding that rule to our contest?
Now we have gone to a Denny's...
See eating healthy, Charlie.
We have gone to Denny's.com,
uh-huh.
and there's frankly not a lot of information about this.
Just pretty colors.
Let me see. Now it does say earlier in this that the contest is open only to residents of the 50 United States.
I'm glad you had your LASIK with reading that copy there.
Yeah. 50 United States, Washington, D.C.,
uh-huh.
and Canada.
Right.
So they make a point of saying the contest is open
mm-hmm.
to all 50 states, the District of Columbia, and Canada.
Why penalizing Canada? I'm curious about it.
Why not, I say.
Well, I don't. I love the Canadians.
Yeah, me too.
If winner is not a Canadian bad. Resident, he or she must correctly answer, without assistance of any kind, mechanical or otherwise, a mathematical skill question to be administered by mail or phone prior to being awarded a prize. If resident of Canada cannot be contacted and the skill question administered within 10 days of notification, the entrant will be disqualified.
Are there Denny's in Canada?
Here is the guy who sent it to us.
Must be.
From Spokane, Washington. Here's Jimmy. Jimmy.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, I got your letter, my friend. You made it on the air. You're going to get a some kind of an instant prize here. Because
well, I didn't really send it in to get anything. I just wanted to make sure I would that you guys would read it. I have you on my resume.
Now, we got it. And hold on. Let me give you a prize here. We have for you... Guns N' Roses, Use Your Illusion 2, and Floyd, Live at Pompeii.
All right, man.
The director's cut. These rock and roll DVDs,
ooh.
Courtesy of Universal Music. Buy your copies at Amazon.com, so you're an instant winner.
Great, I appreciate it.
Can you explain the contest to us, the Denny's Juicy Getaway contest?
You know, I'm not really sure what the heck what it's about. They're just giving away a prize, and like I said, I was just... I was waiting for my takeout, you know, delicious chicken fried steak.
Well, Juicy Jetaway, I would think that it would be a some sort of airfare somewhere.
But if that's what it is. It's an airfare to, I think, like Hawaii or somewhere like that. But probably if you go to the website, it'll tell you all the...
Well, no, we went there. We couldn't find it. And we found the same stuff on the website, which basically says the contest is open to U.S., Washington, D.C., and Canada. And if you're... Hold on. Excuse me.
Take off!
There you go. And if you live
in the Great White North
in Canada, you got to take a math quiz.
Right.
You can't be helped on the math quiz.
That's hilarious.
As soon as I read that, I thought about you guys. You know?
Are they trying to penalize the Canadians? Are they trying? Do they have some research that would indicate that the Canadians will not do well on the mathematical quiz?
I have no idea.
It sounds like they're relying on the honor system.
All right, Mike, you know what? Thank you. Listen, hold on for your prize there, Jimmy.
Yes, they do have restaurants in Canada. The trip is to Universal Orlando Resort.
Thank you, Buzz. Let's go to our Canadian lines and see if anyone from Canada is calling. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Are you calling from...
Canada?
Yeah. Hi, where are you calling from in Canada?
Well, in Ontario.
Ontario, okay.
Yep.
What about this Denny's thing?
Well, it's pretty much on all our contests that we get. We got to answer like some kind of a skill testing question on it.
Why?
I don't know. I think it's like a law or something.
Don't you feel cheated?
It's usually an easy question.
Yeah, but are you telling me that on most of your contests, it is a formality that you have to answer a mathematical question if you win something by chance?
Yeah.
Why?
So it's a Canada
thing. I don't know. It's like that for, like, Tim Hortons kind of thing. If we get, like, a win a bagel or anything, we've got to answer a question.
Now, is this true just for contests from the United States or even contests just within Canada?
Canada.
Okay. Thank you.
So it sounds like a formality where they can't just be given something.
Is it to earn it? Is it any wonder they're not a real country?
Well, it's actually what it is to me. It's the incredible work ethic of Canada.
Mm-hmm. No, is it?
But they don't want something for... They don't want something for nothing.
No. It's the rest of the world looking at them and going, oh, subpar. You want to win our contest?
Well, no. See, it sounds like it's Canadian law, though.
You want to win the great... Well,
you're wrong.
Okay.
It's become Canadian. You're dead wrong.
It's become Canadian law.
So, we have to find that out. If this is self-imposed...
If it's Canadian contest as well, it sounds to me like all contests you have to answer something. Maybe that's just the Canadian law that's in there.
Well, then, if that's nothing
to do with the good people at Denny's.
If that's the case, then why is all the technology coming out of Japan? About anything.
Are you putting this right into a Canadian argument
if
right
Canadians,
now? Are you slipping right into that? Is that what you're doing?
If Canadians are so good at math,
right?
Because they have to answer a question every time that they win a prize.
Wow. You've never read the books?
Then shouldn't they be able to take a TV and put it on your watch like the Japs?
The Canadian geniuses?
Name them.
It's a brilliant, huh?
Name them.
And don't give me like Gordon Lightfoot and Brian Adams.
Well, there you go. Now you've trumped me. Thanks a lot. That was going to be my whole argument right there.
They had the quintuplets.
Kevin Bacon.
Oh.
They make bacon.
Yeah.
Canadian bacon.
Yes, was that what that...
No,
Buzz
Kevin
held up a sign, and I'll never make
bacon.
That mistake again
Canadian,
as long as I live.
Canadian
Rob's
bacon.
Good at giving me little signs. He held up bacon.
Yeah.
You thought he meant Kevin.
Yes, I don't know what that had to do with math. You asked
what had Canada given us, and I said bacon.
Yeah.
I thought he wanted lunch.
What's that?
I thought he wanted lunch.
Well, I wouldn't mind.
He likes bacon. Hello. Don and Mike Show.
Bacon.
Hello.
Hey, it's Mark calling from Toronto.
Hi there, my friend.
Go slam right now.
Hi.
Thanks.
Hey. Okay. What's
Canadian or regular?
What's happening in your in your nutty country?
You're cutting out there for a bit. No, I'm just the one advantage though in terms of we got to answer a silly skill testing question, but you got to also look at from the perspective that we don't get taxed up here. So for like when we do our lottos, we got to answer a silly skill testing question.
All right, hold on. Like, have you ever?
Do you get taxed on your winnings?
No, nothing at all. So when we have a lotto up here, it's $30 million.
You get it all?
$30 million. And it's none of this net present value up front stuff either. We get $30 million.
Yeah, but that's $30 million Canadian dollars. It's like $2,500.
Stop it, Rob. He's very true. You guys have an awful rate of
exchange
ratio. Yeah,
it's awful.
Now, has this guy ever answered one of the the skills questions?
Yes.
Because I'm curious as to what the questions are.
Can I ever answer the question? Yeah. I mean, they're really basic. There's usually like, you know, 100 plus 20 divided by 6. I mean, it's...
What's the answer? 100 plus 20 divided by 6?
There's 20.
He's right.
He's right. Yeah. And he did. Did you hear that?
Good job.
Did you hear that? Well, there was no calculator in front of my Canadian friend.
He knew it in advance. What about 200 times 5 minus 20?
You got 980.
He's right.
He's a genius, and he's from Canada.
Yeah. All right, Rob.
My point is proven.
I used to actually work for a company, and we used to run contests all the time.
Mike, no, here's the thing, and this is where I'm afraid I must agree
are
with...
Are you still diminishing him?
I must agree with either Denny's or the Canadian government. But in this place, I think I'm agreeing with Denny's. I don't believe him, because how am I to know he's on the telephone that he's not getting the assistance, any kind of mechanical or otherwise, to answer these mind-boggling questions?
It's the same honor system that they rely on. That's why they wait 8 to 10 days.
I can answer that. They don't
have calculators. Of course you can answer. Go away, you.
No, stay there, you.
There they are, just picking on hating.
You know that the entire population of Canada, 90% of the Canadian population, lives near the U.S. border. You know why?
Why is that?
Ready to attack.
Don and Mike show. Robert in Vegas. Robert.
Hey, somebody needs to tell that Canadian tax genius that those suckers are paying 50% on their income before they buy those cheesy lotto tickets.
So they do have taxes.
50%. They're a bunch of socialists.
Thank you. Another right thinking.
Oh,
American.
My God.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, here's Helen, who says, and I'm
Helen!
Just go on the screen. Why you have to answer a question. Helen.
Well, because games of chance are not legal and games of skill are. So, like, I guess it's sort of like the game, you know, I guess the gambling.
Again, this is why Canada... And this is why Canada is like the arena football of the world, okay? You get what I'm saying? You've got...
No.
You've got the NFL. Well,
I don't understand.
Why am I using arena football? I'll use the original thing. Canadian Football League.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Hello?
Well, hey, I do, but as Buzz mentioned, my esteemed colleague across the glass, how about their bacon? I mean, really.
Hello, let's talk about it for a second. Our game, Americans game, you take it. What do? You F up the field. You get 3 downs, not 4 downs.
And I think that's what it's all about.
No, it's much...
Canadian football has done this to you.
No. I think that this is right. We should make anybody that calls this show from Canada
answer a mathematical skills question
before they can continue on the show.
Well, you know, for pure comedic value, I'd be for that.
I'd be
100%.
Well, Mike, you call it comedic value. I call it cleansing. I call it cleansing of this show. For Americans, by Americans.
Yeah, I suppose it'd be a good way to test their combat readiness as they're ready to attack on the border.
Oh, Don and Mike show.
Be vigilant.
Are you calling? Are you calling from there?
I'm calling from Hamilton, Ontario.
Ontario.
That's where my that is where my maternal grandfather was.
25 times 9, please.
25 times 9,
175. Is he right?
Yeah.
Well, most of the Canadians...
This is amazing, though. I wouldn't get that.
We got... They were two-tiered, so it should be like 25 times
Lee,
9.
Lee, you're unfazed. You refuse.
No, Rob,
both
of you
refuse to give credit where credit is due.
Let him... He had 25 times 9. Let him... Get on. Well, hi, Buzz. What?
Is that wrong, Charlie?
Yeah, it's 225.
Okay.
Oh, all right, well then.
We're the idiots.
What
did I believe
say, 125?
It.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you're out then. Right, thank
and
you.
And Charlie
I
also.
I want to report to that idiot.
Bye.
Charlie also tells me the CFL has been around longer, not only than the NFL, but maybe around longer than American baseball.
Who told you that?
Charlie.
Commie Charlie?
Charlie, would you like to take a microphone?
I'm Charlie the Red Man?
Shh, quiet. Yes, that's true.
Really?
Yeah, when I was...
Comrade Charlie?
That's right.
So the Canadian... What you're saying, Charlie, is that the Canadian Football League has been... What you're saying is that the Canadian Football League has been around longer...
...in the NFL.
Yes, and it speaks to their intelligence that they've done so well with it. That's big business, the CFL.
God, that's it.
That's bitterness. That's jealousy.
We're almost coming to blows in here.
I thought it was funny. I thought it was funny that if you want to win the contest at Denny's, if you live there, you got to answer a question.
Well, once funny. Again, we have done some good.
And let me just finally take one call from someone who maybe can summarize this entire deal. Okay? Hello, Mike. Don
Hi,
and Mike
Hi,
show.
Don.
Hi.
How you doing? Hi, Mike.
Hi.
Hey, Buzz.
Hey.
I was wondering if you guys really knew what what Canada is. It is Mexico with nice buildings.
Thank you.
Buzz, that was brilliant.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Wake up. Up you wake. This is Mr. Senior Love Daddy, your voice of choice. The world's only 12-hour strong man on the air. Here on We Love Radio 108 FM. The last on your dial, but first in your heart. And that's the truth. Here I am. Am I here? You know it, you know. This is Mr. Senior Love Daddy doing the nasty to your ears to the nasty. Eyes only play the platters that matter, the matters they platter. And that's the truth.
From the heart of Bed-Stuy, you're listening to We Love Radio.
Doing the yin and the yang, the hip and the hop, the stupid fresh thing, the flippity flop. Oh! I have today's forecast for you. Hot!
The Don and Mike Show. Rich with the good taste of hypocrisy. The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah. Tonight across America, all excitement. And they're going to be playing Let It Be Naked, the Beatles' Let It Be album.
Sweeping the country. It's very, very popular.
Well, all the oldies and classic rock stations are excited.
Yeah, very excited. Yeah.
Tonight at 9 o'clock, they're going to be tracking the album. We've got it, and we played snippets earlier. Here's one that I think you deserve hearing a little more of.
Very good.
Beatles' Let It Be Naked.
Beautiful.
Listen to that Paul McCartney. Ain't he great?
Now,
I've had the musical aficionados
right.
say to me, they like this cat named Engelbert Humperdinck?
Mm-hmm. Who's he?
Exactly.
Right.
Beatles, Let It Be Naked. Okay. Well, you get that.
Makes me want to take my underwear off.
That's crazy. How about another version?
Sure.
You know, because that's one great thing about this Let It Be Naked thing, is that you get more than one version.
And explain to me, if you will, the concept of Let It Be Naked. What do you
Phil Spector, the greatest rock and roll producer ever, the Wall of Sound.
Uh-huh.
He produced Let It Be.
Okay.
And now what they've done, they've released the album without all the production elements that Phil Spector put into it.
Oh, so it's kind of stripped down.
Which is why it's called Let It Be Naked.
I understand now. And this is one of the cuts?
Yes, now you just heard yesterday, or no, you heard something, I'm sorry, something in the way she moves. Here's another one, yesterday, all my troubles seem so far away.
Right.
But now listen, without the Phil Spector stuff,
oh, yeah.
Does that sound different?
Completely different.
Is this Lennon or McCartney? Yes. I'm not sure which, Mike.
Almost no British accent here either. I know. I've never heard the Beatles sound better.
Well, it's been stuff that's been bootlegged, and, it's not terrific. Up there in the mainstream, and we're glad to be giving it to you.
Oh, man. So, Let It Be Naked.
So, Smokey Rivers. We talked about this guy at the beginning of the show. We've talked about him over the last 18 years. Here's the deal. The guy hired me to do afternoons on WAVA.
Right.
And that's WAVA. And at the time when he hired me, I was coming off a morning gig in Chicago, and my wife was pregnant, and wherever I ended up staying, I had promised her we'd stay to raise the boy.
Right.
Who now is off at college. So it was here. It was either Chicago or Washington, and she wanted Washington. But we get here, and this guy, of course, like all of them, have these grandiose plans. Like, here's what I love. You're a morning man, but you're going to be doing an afternoon show. It'll be a morning show in the afternoon. And this idiot, when he hired me, the whole thing was, yeah, have fun. But then immediately started the counting records thing.
Sure, right.
With,
yeah.
you only played 10 records. We agreed to play 10 records an hour.
Right.
And he was always getting mad at me and taking me off the air. And he loved going on the air. Smokey for Don. And then people would call up. You know, the DJ phone would ring. And he'd say, yeah, I had to suspend him. Because he loved
How many times did he suspend you?
I worked alone in the afternoon on the before you for about 7 months, about seven times.
Seven times. Wow. Once a month.
One time for taking a leak in a St. Patrick's Day.
I was working there when you did that.
St. Patrick's Day. That was the first time. So then Mike and I got together.
Uh-huh. He had hired me separately as the production director for the station.
Right. Now, it was not, trust me, it was not Smokey Rivers who said one day, hey, you got peanut butter on my chocolate. You got chocolate on my peanut butter.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's a very boring story of how Mike and I actually met. That Mike was there, and we would talk during commercial breaks, and I would bring him in on the show.
Yeah, I would be working when Dom was working there in the afternoon. That's when my schedule. I would contract in. I'd come in a couple of days a week.
And oh, Mike cool. would do bits with me and stuff. And then they had these old guys in the morning, Charlie and Harrigan,
who were doing horribly.
Thank God they fired. And they said, "You want to do mornings?" And I said, "Mike, how about it?"
Mm-hmm.
Now,
yeah.
This is how it happened.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't Alan Burns, the consultant.
No.
It wasn't Smokey Rivers, the program director. It wasn't even Alan Goodman, the general manager.
If anything, it was the initiative of two people getting together that realized there was something that was going to be funny that would come out of it. And that's how the whole thing started when I walked into his show in the afternoon.
Cool.
And did... I remember the first character I did. It was a character called Saul Rabinowitz
right.
that was a Jewish agent. And that's how it started.
So, anyway, we've gone our separate ways. And this guy, Smokey Rivers, for a while was in St. Louis. And now he's the program director at WNEW, the station we got canned from in New York.
Lucky man.
And on his resume, he has, you know, put together successful Don and Mike show.
And I guess technically he can take credit for it because it happened on his watch.
Yeah, although he had no idea, you know, to hear him tell it, he was the great mind behind it all.
Right.
And what people don't know is that for the whole time I worked for him alone, and then with Mike, we've never had a more hands-on pain in the ass.
Oh my God!
Really, not know anything about what he's talking about. Program director, he was before we called him. This is the absolute tell you everything you need to know about Smokey Rivers'
okay,
story.
Good.
This is after Mike and I are working together for a while. We're clicking. He comes in one day and he says, "I got something for both of you."
this is great.
It's a list.
Mm-hmm.
And what he's done is he's gone to the Xerox machine and he's taken a regular sized piece of paper like this,
right.
And he's made it small and wallet sized,
so he can keep it in our wallets.
He has he's put it in plastic. He's laminated this
wow.
thing.
Mm-hmm.
So that nothing ever happens to him. And it is a list of things we are not allowed to say on the air. And because he has shrunk it down and covered it in plastic,
right.
We are to carry this in our wallet at all time.
Know it, memorize it.
So that, for instance, if one of us ever says, "Oh, I farted," the other one should say, "Hey, don't say that. You've got that in your wallet."
And isn't he one that was also... Don't ever talk about what goes
in or comes out of your body.
Yeah.
Right. So,
but at the same time, kind of a character.
Yeah.
Loved being on the radio.
Sure. Yeah.
You know, really enjoyed that. And but he was hands on.
But he's just a tool of the higher. That's T with a capital.
Oh my God, was he hard to work for?
So now he's at the station in New York that we got canned from, working for the same company, and. The first move that he's made as the program director
uh-huh.
is to go all Christmas music.
That's right.
So we have to call him up. And I was just telling Mike during the break, and we're in agreement, he'll do it. He'll come on
the air. He'll come on if he's there.
Mm-hmm.
He loves being on the radio.
Because he loves that more than anything else. All right, hold on now.
It's been a long time.
Yeah. I got to do this part off the air.
It's been years.
Still have a lot of tapes of him.
Yeah, something like 17 or 18 years. Yeah, when we would go on vacation, he would, you know those tapes we play that go, "Hey, we had it with agreement, 9 records an hour."
Right.
Yes, yeah, Smokey Rivers, please.
That's Smokey.
He would cut tapes to be played while we were on vacation. Of him.
Oh, I got his voicemail.
Oh.
Hey.
Okay, how do I do that?
Probably hit 0 to get back to the operator.
Okay. Someone will be with you shortly. Okay.
It's funny to hear his voice, though. Hi,
this is Smokey Rivers, program director of
Merry Christmas.
Hello? Yes, hi, I'm looking for Smokey. I got his voicemail, and it's just not working out for me. Listen, I really can't try another... Hello? Oh, well, she says... 1027, hello, Smokey Rivers, please. Michael Source. Thank you, it's an emergency.
Good. He'll know that
name. An emergency.
Too. He'll know that name.
Well, now, let's see if he remembers my real name.
He'll know?
Because I remember his real name.
I bet he does.
Fred Flanzer! Which is funnier than Mike Source. Right. Come on. And... Listen, let me just put this.
He's a hard worker.
Okay, listen, listen to what the, on the listen line. Listen, listen.
I seek the night and the
God. There you go. It's where we used to work.
What a dope.
Wow.
The 13th of November.
Hard to believe.
Yes. Thank you. Going down to his office because he's not answering his line.
Ah, very good. He's probably wandering around with a Santa hat on. No, I don't think he's dead, Rob.
Oh, he's probably in there. Just, you know, he's probably explained this to people. Mm-hmm. Well, it's the hottest thing. People love Christmas music. And I know
better city to be the Christmas station for? You got your Miracle on 34th Street, you know?
But there's a station there that has already done this in the past.
They going to do it again?
Well, I don't know, because now Smokey has...
So he's doing that whole thing of... They beat him to the punch.
Preemptive.
The
punch. Mm-hmm.
So inappropriate.
Yeah.
We're 2 weeks before Thanksgiving.
It's such a dumb radio thing. Yes, and today...
2 weeks before Thanksgiving.
Today is Thursday, right? So, yeah, you're right. Thanksgiving is 2 weeks from today.
2 weeks from now, and then where you're playing Christmas music. It's insane.
Now it's the Charlie Brown song.
Of course, we're going to tell him.
I just got
brilliant
it.
Idea.
Hold on.
Of course.
You got to hear them. I hope he doesn't pick up.
Sounds so wrong.
Yeah. How dumb is that? Oh, hold on. Oh. Hello? Hi. He's not available. He can reach me at Infinity Broadcasting Headquarters. He should have it, as you should. Okay. Thank you. Oh, listen. Wow, she hung up.
Are they as nice as ever?
They sure are, Mike.
It's always such a friendly environment.
They sure are.
I always felt so warm and fuzzy when I was in that.
Warm describes
it. Asshole.
So anyway, that's the deal. Smokey Rivers.
Put on the Charlie Brown song.
He's the Infinity Program Director of the Week.
That's fantastic. We've given that award out now 2 weeks running, and both of them involved Christmas music. But it's so nice to be able to give that award to somebody we know personally.
You know, you really haven't given out yet the Program Director of the Decade.
That's coming.
It is. Now on page number 2, Mike, hold on a second. Smokey goes on to say in the press release, the holiday song list is comprised of favorites such as The Christmas Song by Nat King Cole, Feliz Navidad by Jose Feliciano.
Never heard it.
And Santa Claus is Coming to Town by Bruce Springsteen. The station's official launch includes 102 Santa Clauses embarking on the metropolitan area, including along Fifth Avenue in Manhattan. So today at noon, 102 Santas
he's like
walked
into the whole movie thing.
Walked around downtown while Smokey played the Charlie Brown Christmas song on the radio station.
That's going to put him on the map.
So this is what none of these radio guys get.
Right.
Okay, for all the people out there like us, normal people.
People that are really just slogging it, trying to make it to Thanksgiving.
We all like Christmas. But right now, ain't it just a little too early? I mean, like...
That, and you know what? They're going to piss people off.
Yeah. Here's how you can tolerate it. Like, if it's weather like it is today, it's cold and windy and raw, and maybe tonight you get home and you watch, you see one.
Mm-hmm.
You just see one generic, like, Home Depot or Lowe's ad that's got the...
Might be okay.
That's what I'm saying.
You got a fire on, you might be all right.
You can get by with that. You can even stand through maybe a Heck Company thing like, you know, pre-Thanksgiving sale, because that's really not Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
But I've not yet seen an ad or heard an ad that hits you over the head that says, hey, dumbass, it's Christmas.
Right. I have a theory.
What is your theory?
The more program directors that try to do this,
yes,
the more they're going to take a chance of ruining Christmas. That's what it's all about. The earlier they do it. Because what are they going to do? Go to August next year?
Mm-hmm. Mike, I say let's up the ante right now. This is what I was going to ask Smokey.
Happy New Year. Here's another year of Christmas music.
Right.
Right.
Why not?
Mm-hmm.
You've got those dumb stores that sell Christmas stuff year-round.
I can't think of anything really creative. How about Santa? Duh.
And we've all got, you know, each of us four or five Christmas songs that we like.
Sure.
And it's a treat before the holidays to drive right in on the radio and go, oh, there's that Elton John song. I really like that. But when a station is playing it and shoving it down your throat
right.
for 6 weeks, when it's all you hear, ugh! And thank God it's not Kiss FM, because then it would be Merry Kissmas.
Everybody's jumping on the Santa bandwagon.
Merry Kissmas.
And it's never been done before. And it really, they should be ashamed of themselves.
They should be ashamed.
It's awful.
It's not right. And you know what? That's bad karma to me. It's bad karma, and something's going to happen to them. Santa's going to do something to them.
Mike, good. It's bad karma's in. That's what that is.
Oh, God.
That's what
yes.
that is.
Yes, it is.
Amen. Eight crazy nights.
Mm-hmm.
We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Paul, Trey says he's never been fishing before. So can he and I take turns with my fishing pole?
All right. Better still, I'll let him have one of my poles, and then you can both have one.
Gee, thanks, Sheriff. You can let him use your pole, Paul? The big one?
Sure. But you all got to get some sleep. I know. One of you come in my room.
Okay, Paul.
Oh, no, wait a minute. You go, Trey. You stay in your own bed.
Trey gonna sleep in your bed, Paul?
Now, don't worry about it. You'll see him first thing in the morning.
Oh, God.
I'll bring him in as soon as he dozes off.
Oh, no.
Go to sleep. Come on.
Bye, Hope.
Bye, Hope.
Bye, Paul.
The Don and Mike Show. No stinky poon. The Don and Mike Show.
Okay, they had this show on CBS on Tuesday night that pulled a gigantic number.
Mm-hmm.
This Andy of Mayberry show.
Yeah.
Really gigantic number. We got all the calls now from people around the country. I just wanted to say we're hanging up on all of you. The people that are calling to say that they heard Christmas ads back in July. Perhaps right. that's true, but I think the general bombardment of them
right.
starts around Thanksgiving.
Absolutely right.
That's the accepted time that I think most Americans say, okay,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you get your Halloween stuff up right after Labor Day. That's okay.
And July might have been Christmas in July. They do those promotions,
right,
too.
Right.
Yeah, that's,
you never know.
That's very true. Oh, do you have that spot, that one that
yeah,
was your point earlier? The last thing that I want to do, and I mean this is not a bit, is lose a sponsor.
No, never.
But every once in a while you hear a commercial, and the creativity behind the commercial
mm-hmm.
and the production of the commercial
right.
is simply a step above.
Uh-huh. Absolutely.
Uh-huh. And wow. I think so, and I think we'll need our fanfare music.
Oh, yeah.
Spotlight on what is really, and both Mike and Buzz make extra money doing commercials.
Right.
And they're both highly skilled at it.
We can only hope to be this good.
Now, this is just what I heard today, and I just want to say, first off, when you're trying to sell anything, you want to go with something that's hot,
uh-huh.
something that today's young consumer is thinking about.
Right. Timely.
And, you know, of course, Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
Always timely.
I'm not quite sure when that movie came out.
1984, 1983 or 1984, almost 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, God knows that they got the rights to the song.
Right.
For the commercial.
Oh, I'm sure.
But I just wanted to point out, and I mean, no disrespect towards Rosenthal, great client mm-hmm. of this show. Buy your cars from Rosenthal. And if you don't for any other reason, buy them because this is what their commercials sound like that we're running right now.
Pricebusters.
Now listen to the. It's the quality production though. So you know what that is? It's seamless.
Yeah. Yep.
Where they say who you're gonna call? Pricebusters.
Yeah, I'm ready for Bill Murray to sell me a car. And how did they get Ray Parker Jr. to do this?
Pretty amazing.
Right. Not to be confused with your mix that you do when we play the regular song.
Boy, do I look dumb now. Because now I see how it's really done. It's a commercial. It sounds to me like you would drive to Butt Scratch, Nebraska.
Mm-hmm.
You would hear a commercial of that quality.
Someone yes. worked very hard on it. But, of course, you know, by the cars there.
Oh, absolutely, oh, yes.
Great endorsement.
Great doing it.
Don and Mike, sponsor of the day.
Amen, brother.
Week. Rose of the week. Well, the week. Robbie, we've got another day worth of commercials.
Remember, it's day, week, month, and decade.
So, anyway, there you go. That's something we just wanted to...
We skip over a year.
Just to point out. And man, and is it catchy? Oh. Price Busters. God. There it is. My favorite part. It's seamless.
Yeah.
It's absolutely seamless.
Very exciting.
That's good. Because, you know, when you get to the big markets, mm-hmm. that's when you get the highest level of radio professionals.
Absolutely. Right. You're here.
So, no, Rob, that's not on CD.
Really?
It's not. No, you'll just have to run a copy off on a cassette for yourself tonight.
Just like you always do. Put it on your 8-track.
So the Andy of Mayberry show was on Tuesday night.
Huge.
And they've done an Andy of Mayberry show already. But they brought back now the guys that are alive. So the cast of these reunion shows is dwindling.
Right.
And frankly, even though, you know, I'm a fan of the Andy of Mayberry show, we had him on the show.
Right.
And I told him that my national... Oh, hold on, as I'm seeing, that's a national... That can't be national.
No.
Adam?
Don, Mike, Radio God.
From Las Vegas, that cannot be a national commercial.
It is. It definitely is. About here, we have a big auto group called Desert, and they do it. And they actually have a commercial on TV where they have like guys dressed up like Elvis singing in. They're interviewing people on the strip.
Well, hold on. But is it the same bad...
I mean, they play it on the radio all the time. You can't get it out of your head.
I'm going to throw out something that I have a little knowledge about this business.
Yeah.
I would throw this out that perhaps... That concept may have been completely created in another market in and of itself. It might not be an idea that is exclusive to this particular. And I will take it right down to the lyrics. I would say there's a very good chance. Oh, yeah. Since 1983 or 84, that perhaps that very concept has been created in several advertising minds.
It's quality.
Right.
It's Where's the maze? Do you have the maze tape?
Because
I just want to show you that I'm a, I believe that I have, I'm a common man with common dreams. But one thing I do know, my expertise, luckily for me, is the thing I love the most, next to my family, of course, and the Green Bay Packers, is football and family and radio.
Right.
And I love good radio. I love well done radio.
Mm-hmm. Who doesn't?
You know, some would say that we don't do it every day on the show, but we shoot for excellence. We have a commitment to excellence.
Right?
Yeah. And as good as that commercial is, this guy, I put him in the same class.
Okay.
Power 95, Maze Patrol lines open for your convenience at 381-1420.
There he is.
In 3 years, she's gone from like a virgin to a pistol-waving mama. The lady has the moves, and I got the motion, and together we'll be causing such a commotion that the authorities will love to run us out of town. Madonna from Power 95.
Yeah, I don't know any other way to subtly let everybody know that I appreciate good production values. And that
good radio.
That means what good production value means what you hear is a quality, seamless product.
Absolutely. I can't compete with that, so I'm going to stop making commercials.
Once again, a great disc jockey.
Uh-huh. Hour 95 with Amaze. Hi, who is this?
I shouldn't tell you.
Why? Do I know you?
Yes, you do.
Have I seen you before?
Oh, yes. Many times.
Many times?
Many times.
I don't recognize a voice.
Recognize.
Okay, is this Marianne?
No.
I had fun with you within the past 2 months?
Yes.
Okay, that cuts it down to 1,000.
Down to 1,000?
Are you Michelle?
No.
Are you Katie?
Wait till we get the answer, though.
Are you Annette?
Yes.
Ah.
What are you doing?
Oh, I'm waiting for you.
Because of you, I'll be right over.
It's his sister.
Sharp-dressed man is coming up next.
Yeah, well, that's good.
Harlem 85 with the maid getting ready to step out in style. Got my clean shirt on, knee shoes, silk suit, black tie. My diamond ring is on. Grab my top hat and coat and my white gloves. Ladies come running as fast as they can because they're crazy about a sharp-dressed man. Easy top and high class from Power 95.
From one great piece of radio to another. Right. That's awful production.
It's most fantastic. Don, what are you talking about?
Mike, I'm kidding.
Of course.
I'm kidding, of course. Yeah. If you don't want to see MSRP,
Power 95, Kalamazoo weather. I know spring is just a couple of weeks away, but it's still going to be a tad cool driving around town with your top down tonight under clear skies, low 25. For Friday, halfway decent, mixed clouds with a high 50. Right now, 45 downtown, 41 at the airport, and 42 at Power 95. Maze Patrol lines open, 381.
Maze Patrol. Okay, so you get my point. Great radio is great radio.
It's you can't change it. It's phenomenal. It really is.
And anyway, thanks for the business. We appreciate the fact that you choose to advertise on our
show. Thank you for your kindness.
And no charge for the free spins you got there.
Yeah.
No charge. That's a freebie from us to you.
Yeah, and I'm sure they appreciate it.
All publicity is good publicity.
Absolutely.
That's what I like thinking, Buzz. We could wait on that Floyd thing if you could just give me 1 second.
Sure.
We do it, because now we're running late and I want to give full time to Floyd. We could go through some of the tapes we've received. That Maze tape, that was an old guy, an old tape from a guy who at the time was young who was looking for a job in radio.
Right.
And for a while we even talked about putting out a blind box ad in the trade magazines saying that we would like to, hire somebody. But then we were told that that's illegal, that you can't do that unless it's really a job.
You could advertise, send us your tapes for evaluation.
Well, you can doctor tapes.
Either way, the station is continuing to get tapes in.
Sure.
And let's listen to one or two now.
Very good.
These are some of the things that I've carried around for just the longest time. And let's see, here's one from a guy named Carl. His name is Carl Schwab. But his DJ name...
I wonder if he comes from the big family.
No, Mike. Or maybe he does, because I see his DJ name is Nick Steele.
Nick Steele with you.
Should be Cotton.
Nick Steele, and that's with an E on it, and here's what he writes. He writes to Cameron Gray, the program director here.
Mm-hmm.
The program director here. Cameron, here's the latest of my demos. My air check is on track one. My imaging demo track two, my production demo on track three. Let me know what you think when you get a chance to listen to them. If you have an opening, let me know.
Very good.
So this is a guy who's sending a tape to one of the biggest stations in America, the station we work at, WJFK. We've not heard it. Let's roll it.
Nick Steele, air check.
Maroon 5, a hot new track called Harder to Breathe on Hot 101.9. If you think you look like her, go to ChristinaAguilera.com. A lookalike contest on the website. And I
believe... How did he say Christina Aguilera? Differently.
There was something about... It was effed up.
It was something about the way he said that name. Is there any way of playing that back?
Yeah. Let me
because just, I want to hear it again.
Yeah.
There was something in that word.
Got to start it from the beginning. Hold on.
Nick Steele, air check.
Maroon 5, a hot new track called Harder to Breathe on Hot 101.9. If you think you look like her, go to ChristinaAguilera.com. A lookalike contest on the website.
Aguilera.
And I believe clothing's optional. Stay tuned for Rick Dees and the weekly Top 40 Countdown
at
6 this morning on Hot 101.9.
Nick Adnoy.
The tour has been pushed back to August 24th at the MCI Center. Justified and Stripped, Angie Logan, tomorrow at Dippin' Dots from 7 until 9, has your chance to win tickets. It's Hot 101.9. What's wrong
with the world? Dippin' Dots. I like the transitions.
Now, what is, most of the junkies just cut it up. He's got like a in between, right?
New track by Sean Paul, Like Glue on Hot 101.9. It's Nick Steele with the big news today. Arnold Schwarzenegger is running for governor of California. Here's what he said to Gray Davis, the incumbent.
But I hope you leave enough room for my fist because I'm going to ram it into your stomach.
Ouch. This one might get ugly. Hot 101.9 has your shot to win a trip to Vegas for the Radio Music Awards and the gambling and the buffets and the shows. And
all right, he's a keeper. We'll have to devote a segment to him and maybe call him and tell him how great he is.
Very good.
Here's another one that we've got. I got like a gazillion of these things. We got some guy, this guy's doing a talk show.
Oh, good.
And he's heard the format.
Okay.
The hot talk.
So this is hot shock talk?
Yep, and this is from a guy named Tank, or it's two tanks.
Tank?
T-A-N-K.
Well, it's maybe he's a big man.
Don't really know. Let me let it queue up. I can't, you know, I've got all this junk. I'm not sure exactly what letter goes with what. Here we go.
Hello. You're listening to the Towns Talk Show on WJSS 1330 in Havre de Grace, Maryland.
You know, it's like running into an old lover. Isn't
it is.
Really?
It truly is.
It's like there's a girl you banged back in the day, and you never see her, and you see her, and, you know, immediately you think,
right.
Well, she looks just as good as she used to.
Well, let's continue to make love. Come on.
Hello. You're listening to the Towns Talk Show on WJSS 1330 in Havre de Grace, Maryland. We talk about local and unique topics, and we want to hear from you. Give me a call at 410-942-1...
Can you feel the energy?
Can I?
That's the important thing.
It's electric.
It's electric energy, bud.
Woogie, woogie, woogie.
002. This show is live every Sunday from 9 to 11 p.m. So call us with your questions, comments, or concerns. We really want
to
hear from you. I'm your host, Bill Two Tank Schaefer. I'll be right back after these important messages.
Bill Schaefer.
Two Tank.
William Schaefer.
What about the messages?
Dude, do you think he did the music himself?
It's his rhythm.
Here we go.
Hey,
coming back from break now.
How would you like to receive a free cell phone? That's right, that's a free cell phone. How would you like to receive a free cell phone? Just dial 1-866-273-1593.
The best cell phone in town. Let's receive a free cell phone.
You know what this is? This is what they made us do in college, where you put together a demo tape.
Right?
You're the host,
exactly.
And you do the spot, yep. The whole deal.
No, Rob, hold on. That
the best one in town.
That guy has a job.
I figured when I heard Harvard Grace, I thought that maybe that was the case.
Real that
show.
Guy has
a... that mark at 12 or 13?
I think it's 11.
He has a real resume, as does the other guy. Nick Steele, air check.
Do we get any more of the other guys?
Yo.
Maroon 5, a hot new track called Harder to Breathe on Hot 101.9. If you think you look like her, go to ChristinaAguilera.com. A lookalike contest on the website, and I believe clothing's optional.
That's my favorite. It's like hello. You're listening to the Towns Talk Show on WJSS 1330 in Havre de Grace, Maryland. We talk about local and unique topics, and we want to hear from you.
I am guessing he might be a member of the Big Man Squad.
942-1002.
Tonight, donuts.
I'm going to put these both in the to-do list.
Is there anything they can't do?
Tonight in Havre de Grace, heavy cream. Heavy cream, the best cream in town.
A lot of stuff that I crate around with me, and this is one. Besides those two tapes, I got 1, 2, 3, 4 others from people who want to work here, and we can offer some help. So anyway, that's
the best tapes in town.
That's the segment that got away from me. It started off. Yeah. We still are going to do this Mayberry thing, but
Floyd's not going anywhere.
Then the new. The sponsor of the week came up there with that great commercial.
Best one in town.
Got me to thinking about the quality of what quality of what we're doing here. Mm-hmm. Oh, and I've always got this. And I carry around like 10 CDs in my valise. Here's what I've always carried with me for the last week or so. Maybe you should stop carrying around. I just never know when I'm going to be driving around and I'm going to want to hear Joe Arden Jr.'s version of I'm Not in Love.
I'm not in love.
Joe Arden Jr.
So don't forget it.
Joe. Others expect more from a kid named Joe.
And just because.
Introducing Average Joe.
Joe.
Don't get me wrong, don't think you've got it made.
Joe.
I'm not in love.
Joe's not just a name, it's an idea.
Introducing Average Joe.
And he plays all the instruments on
that. That's my man Joe. He doesn't belong in that category, but
no.
I just wanted to play a song.
He is a musical genius.
He is, Mike. Hey, what happened to that Joe Pot segment we were going to do?
Oh, I have it. We've got too much stuff right now.
So much to do.
Listen, now this is a great bit. And we're too busy tomorrow because we have Nancy on the show,
right?
And we've got Rob and I are going to Miami this weekend with the Baltimore Ravens,
right?
We're flying on the team plane, and tomorrow we've got to read you the rules that they sent us.
Yeah.
The rules are
guidelines.
The guidelines for.
I still say you two are coming back duct taped to the seat.
They are
especially if they win.
Yeah, they're crazy. But
how was your flight? Private Pyle when he's getting hit with soap.
I swear to God, I'm too all over the place right now to do the show because I don't even remember what I was going to say to you, Rob, because now I'm remembering that I wanted to say to Mike after we talked about Full Metal Jacket the other day.
Right.
I went home.
You watch it?
And watched it.
You watched just the first half?
Of course, the good part.
Yeah, it's the only movie. It's a great movie because you can watch the first half and be done with it.
Up until the
they go to Nam.
Here's the spot. Mm-hmm. When Joker is sitting in the tent and they're going over the stories and he's saying, okay, Anne Margaret's coming over here. I need to see lots of fur. You know, and at that moment when they're being told what they can and can't put in the Stars and Stripes.
Right. And he gets wise-assed with his commanding officer.
Yeah, that's when you turn it off. But right before that is the scene where Private Pyle sitting in the bathroom and he goes, Hi, Joker. And about 10 minutes before that is when they all come by with the sock.
Ow!
Man.
I think you're going to ask me about marijuana.
Yes, I would, as I'm always going to ask you about marijuana. We have a
marijuana.
We have a great phoner for Joe coming up.
Excellent.
about pot, and it is...
A guy has developed a strain of marijuana that smells and tastes like the real stuff, but doesn't impair you mentally.
Well,
and
what's the point?
Buzz, now you're jumping ahead. That's why we want Joe to make the call. Because why would a pothead smoke?
Well, Joe will be angrier than I think either Buzz or anybody else could be.
But anyway, that's
Joe.
That's Joe. That's just another thing.
Marijuana.
We are not. And what's the name of it again?
Marijuana.
So Private Pyle smoked.
We are not. We are not going to be. Rob and I will not be duct taped on our way back from Miami.
You're not going to be in control of that.
Oh, I think so.
You're going to just say, guys will be on the plane. There they are. Especially like it's a big win and they just want to have some fun, you know.
I think we'll get along famously with Ray Lewis. Don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Ray.
Oh,
you two get off that plane drinking cranberry juice and shaking.
You know what I will say? If we do have the chance, if they win, if the Ravens win and it's a happy plane,
right,
and I get the chance, I'm going to say, hey, Ray, guess what? This guy always thought you were guilty.
That'll be fun.
Rob
comes in severely disfigured.
My friend. All right. All these tapes another day.
Okay.
Very good.
Please.
And when we come back, we've already tipped ahead. It's Floyd the Barber telling us what we didn't know about the Mayberry special that was on the other night.
He's been waiting a long time. Decomposing.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Well, now, young fella, how was school today?
Not so good, Paul. I had to stand in the corner twice. Because the teacher said I wasn't paying attention.
Well, were you?
Nope.
The Don and Mike Show. Home of the world's dumbest millionaire. The Don and Mike Show.
Let's see.
If I had told it,
it's a
Tomorrow on the show, we're going to get to some of these leftovers. The Arnold Terminator 3 DVD, we'll get to it. And perhaps tomorrow we'll start the Jerry Lewis telethon tapes. I just realized we'll never get to them today.
I hope so.
Plus, my brother wants to talk about a vasectomy. I got a call from him about that. I want to just mention, I'm looking at the copy here, Mike, you just had it as well, of the CBS Viacom Infinity Update.
Yeah, I already filed mine.
It's a wonderful way to wipe your butt and also learn about what's happening in the company.
Mm-hmm. Great bathroom reading.
And it says right here, the headline, Infinity to hold one-time radio event, previewing the Beatles' never-before-released Let It Be Naked. On Thursday, November 13th, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, Infinity Broadcasting exclusively will partner with Apple Corps Limited to bring America the exclusive broadcast premiere of Let It Be Naked, the Beatles' No Frills, Back to Basics album that the band first set out to make in 1969.
Right.
Here now is another of the cuts that we are illegally playing for you today.
John Lennon.
Okay.
There it is.
There you go.
Okay. Let It Be Naked.
There you go. Chairman and CEO John Sykes said,
Beatles are arguably the greatest band of all time.
I sound like Larry Flint.
Yeah, very much so, yeah.
Honored to partner with Apple Corps and it's a signature album.
There it is.
So that's it.
Let It Be Naked.
And then the other CBS news is that CBS is just kicking ass. Let me see. Highlighting CBS's special November programming, the Andy Griffith Show reunion returned to Mayberry, hosted and narrated by series star Andy Griffith, which ran on a Tuesday night, 8 o'clock, and killed in its time slot.
Yeah.
Now, we've been receiving calls from heaven on a regular basis since this show, saying that there are inaccuracies. Let me now turn on the hotline to the land of... forgotten people.
Yeah.
Now we got, is this all hooked up?
Yeah, we should be getting a clear signal.
Floyd?
Ooh.
Hey, Floyd.
Donnie boy.
It's Floyd the Barber, everybody.
Donnie boy.
I'm here, Floyd.
How are you? Everything going down well there? Floyd here. Ooh.
How are things now? Are you in heaven or hell?
I'm up in heaven. Yeah, I was a good boy. I always was as well behaved that there was one element of Mayberry, don't you know? It wasn't all that, really, really nice. You know what I mean?
Oh, no.
I'm floating.
I got this.
Look at me. Ooh, floating above you. Yeah. Hi down there, earthling. Floyd in heaven. This dead arm, though. I had a stroke, you know.
I know, but...
Right before they took me, I did. Hi, Rob.
Once you're dead, don't
hi,
you get...
Buzz.
Hi, Floyd.
Don't you get the feeling back in your arm and...
Oh, yes. But it's still dead, but I can feel it. They just sort of tuck it up under my armpit here.
Right.
I'm useless on my left side. Ooh.
Let me tell you the message that I received.
Message in a bottle on
Wednesday, and it says, Dear Don...
You like that special, Donnie?
Well, no. This is the message you sent me.
You're gonna pull back the curtain.
Email says, Dear Don...
Yeah, we'll find messages.
And I'm going to have to use initials here.
Love that email, don't you know?
It says, Dear Don, what a piece of S Andy Griffith show.
Yes.
Not one shot... of sucking D.
No.
Effing A.
No.
Or teabagging.
No, look, quite a ripoff. I was told when I monitored, you know, the progress for the big special for Andy Griffith, they were going to show the hidden tapes.
And that's what it is. Yeah. I want to come on the show.
The hidden films.
The record straight. And then it says, it's signed.
You know the concept, you know, the secret handshake club of Mayberry.
Inside homosexually yours,
yes.
Floyd the Barber.
Yes,
wow.
I'm a homo.
No
with no gag reflex, don't you know? we had a secret handshake club in the back of the barber shop, you know, where we'd have Howard Sprague and Emmett the Fix It Man and Andy and Gomer, oh, the Pile Boys. Oh, there's a reason they were named Pile, I'll tell you that right now. Because they sure like to play around with nude checkers and then pile on, you know. Yeah, pile on me. That's what I used to like. I'd say, hey, Pile Boys, Gomer, Goober, ooh, pile on me. Yeah, sir. We'd wrap up things about, ooh, 5, 6 o'clock, and then I'd say, you want to shave, Gomer? And I'd go back in my secret chair and give him a shave. He'd get up on my special chair.
You mean like you would shave his genitals?
Oh, yes. We were all, everybody was shaved, and Ray Hollister, we had a good time. Yeah, yeah, lots of big fun, but everybody had to, your initiation right to the Mayberry Secret Handshake Club, was, oh, it's fine, yeah. It was a fine time. You had to be shaved, though. Shaved smooth.
Let me just ask.
Smooth as a baby's butt.
You ever have sex with Andy Griffith?
Oh, yeah. Time and time
Don
again.
Don Knotts?
Everybody, Don Knotts, too. Hey, he wasn't that much fun.
What about
though?
Little Ronnie Howard?
No.
What about when he grew up and came to later?
Oh, I wish I was dead long since. I tell you, dead long since was really weird. I love his bald head.
Now, have you been
really
able?
Do.
Have you been able to spy down from heaven?
Mr. Darling never went soft, though.
Have you been able?
Oh, he's just like blue steel.
Have you been able to spy from heaven? And when you see these reunions,
yeah.
Ron Howard, now that he's grown up.
Oh, yeah. He fits right in.
Oh,
you know,
so he's a member.
Oh, yeah. I heard rumors about him on the set of his directorial masterpiece, Cocoon. Understand he had a real violent session with Wilfred Brimley.
Wow.
Yeah, it was big fun. But I'll tell you, he would fit right in the old days, but of course he was little. We weren't that kinky. We didn't
so when you watch
that.
When you watch Andy of Mayberry,
Gomer only dyes some of his hair.
Huh. How come you never knew all you guys are homos when you used to watch the Andy Griffith show? You'd think, wow, that's a slice of Americana.
Yeah, standards, don't you know? Standards and practices. They wouldn't let us really express ourselves. We had lots of creative differences on the set of Mayberry. You know, we really did. Everybody wanted to. I remember Howard Sprague. He wanted to come out and just all of us come storming out of the closet on one particular episode, have us go down to the fishing hole and show our poles to everybody. But you couldn't do that in those days on network TV.
Who was
you know?
The best lay?
Oh, the best lay. Ooh, that's a tough question for Floyd. So many. I loved Emmett. He has little, you know, he had little things that he'd do, special, and he'd bring toys.
The Fix-It Man.
Yeah, the Fix-It Man. He'd put together certain things that we'd hide. We play hide Emmett's Fix-It Shop. That was a big fun. One time though, it was terrible. Ooh, it was really, really, really.
What happened?
Barney had to go to the emergency room in Mount Pilot. It
Why?
Was not good. He got something up there. It was one of Aunt Bee's kettles.
Yeah.
It was nasty. Should have seen that X-ray. It was nasty.
Now what's the story?
Clara Edwards was a drag queen too.
What's the story with Aunt Bee? You guys ever get along with Aunt Bee?
Aunt Bee was she looked the other way, but she had her own demons. You know, Aunt Bee's private demon. She wasn't just sitting in that little house making muffins and all that. She was doing all of that. And I'll tell you, two words for Aunt Bee.
What's that?
Stinky poon. Ooh, I'll tell you, it was bad. Especially those hot Carolina days.
You have anal? With everybody in Mayberry?
Oh, it'd be more like, who didn't I? No. Not with any of the girls. Yeah. No. Thelma Lou or any of those. No, ew.
Ellen Crump.
Ew. Now you're grossing me out. Talk about the boys. The one I like the best was Goober Pyle.
Goober Pyle.
Oh, he's a good boy. He was fine. He was fine.
Now, which was he? Is that George Lindsay or Jim Neville?
That's George Lindsay, Don. Yeah, Goober Pyle. Oh, I tell you, Wally at the filling station one time, too. But he wasn't really into it.
What about Otis, though? Otis the town drunk.
Well, the only problem with Otis was violated many times, but he never knew.
Oh.
And he'd always leave the door open. You know how he left the door open to the jail?
Right.
The reason he did that was because we one night all ran down from the barber shop, don't you know? And he went over to see Otis, and he's, like always, just drunk and sound asleep. He didn't know. He didn't know until he woke up in the morning, man. He was awful sore.
Can I tell him about the stag film that I saw?
Oh, sure. All secrets are out now. You know, it's a 2003. You can talk about anything you want.
Floyd showed me a one of those old 8mm films.
Oh, right. Do we have some good ones?
Fine.
Yeah.
And I have to be careful with standards and practice. I don't want to be deleted. But
right, right.
It seemed gay to me at the time. Otis is sleeping. He's drunk.
Yeah, he's always drunk. It was fun.
He's in the jail cell.
We played with him. You know.
Then all of the men from the show came by, and all at once, they all started working their man.
Yes.
And before you know it was seriously raining men.
Yes.
All over Otis, who never woke up, and he never woke up.
No, no. Otis woke up one morning and thought that he tried some sort of new hair gel in the middle of the night, but no, that wasn't the case. It was all us. Big laughter, you know. We'd say, Otis, what's wrong? You know, and Otis would be like, he'd say, I'm stuck to my cock in the cell. And we thought we glued him. It wasn't glue, it was man glue. Man glue for Otis. Ernie T. Bass rimmed me, don't you know? He is very a big rimming. We'd have all the big rimming festival. We'd bring some of the boys down from Mount Pilot that were, you know, a little bit more. Any of those motorcycle gangs they used to have in Mayberry, they'd drop by the barbershop.
I heard you ask Don Knotts to marry you.
Yeah, one time years ago, I'd say, Barney, can you come over to the barber shop? I bought him a ring and everything. I asked him. I said, would you be mine permanently?
Did you buy him a real ring or did you buy him
a
rock
ring? Yeah,
a rock ring.
Oh yeah, yeah, small one. Barney wasn't real big. Yes, sir. I called him. I had a nickname for him.
What was it?
I called him Don Knotts. That was my special one, yes, sir. Oh, rim. We used to have a slogan in Mayberry, too.
What's that?
Rimming, not women. That's what we do. We had big fun, Don. It was real fun. Well, wish you could have been there.
And I guess you're upset that CBS ran this special and once again is just totally blown off, if you pardon the pun, the true life of Mayberry.
They can only turn their back for so long. They can only turn around, you know. They'll never know all the wonderful little truths that I share with you, like the fact that Barney was all sack.
Wow.
Yeah. All sack, yeah. We called Barney the Hindenburg. It was amazing, it really was, yes. Big ball Barney. But the mushroom cap wasn't that big. No, tiny. It's like little bitty soda bottle cap, what it looked like.
Was there ever any man-on-man rape?
No, except Otis would claim that, but no, it was all good fun. He's the one that got drunk. He didn't know. We abused Otis.
So
Otis,
all,
I say Otis, I'm sorry.
It was all consensual.
Oh, fine, yes. Consensual sex, yes.
Hold on, that's not what I hear from Ken Berry.
Ken Berry, the Uber fairy.
Did you rape Ken Berry?
No, I'll deny that until I die.
I'm dead.
I'm denying it anyway. No. And Howard used to leak. Yeah, it was real bad. Yeah.
Howard,
yeah, he
Floyd.
Could never go back to work.
Floyd,
he could never go back to work at night.
We have to go, Floyd.
Okay. Hey, I've enjoyed talking to you, Donnie boy.
I've loved having you back on, Floyd.
Thanks for taking a peek behind the curtain and best to everybody down there, and including little Opie, who's all grown up and bald. His head looks like a penis.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Bye, Floyd. Bye.
See you. Bye. I'm floating. Floating over here. I missed the love.
It's the end of the talk.
Bye.
Well, if you just say goodbye one more time, we'll hit the end on this thing.
Bye-bye. Ooh. Bye-bye.
Yeah. Love Floyd.
Hey, you
big with me.
Now we're cooking. I never knew all that existed in my
career. Sure you did. You've seen the movies.
At the stag film. It's actually on film.
The one where they all...
Super 8.
They all stand around Otis and they all shoot on his face.
They look so serious.
They are.
They have such serious experience.
Yeah, they are serious. What was the contest?
Yeah. Right.
Who can go first?
Take a look. If you ever watch an old episode, look at Otis's clothes.
Now here's Buzz.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Here's Buzz.
He made it up.
You've never played Glue the Drunk, have you?
No, no.
Come on.
No,
everybody.
Don't hope to.
Let's play Glue the Drunk.
Glue the Drunk.
What is your lead story here, Buzz?
Today, Rosie O'Donnell talks about emitting yellow.
Wow. Well, better than that, than red or brown.
Man.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned,
for
please.
News and comments.
News and comments.
On the Don and, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show. This has all been very
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Now, just let me say, we are joining that work late.
Yeah, sorry.
We had sorry if you heard stuff you shouldn't have heard there.
All right.
La, la, la.
La, la, la.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
They welcome vicious personal attack. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Now, look what's happened. We've come back late from break, and I've just thrown anything in the machine.
My God, what is this?
Last song by Edward Bear.
Jesus. You loved his last song.
Time for Buzz's news show now. Buzz brought to you by Veramax Sexual Pleasure, Performance Enhancer. Dr. DeVella.
Someone call for a doctor.
Genetically tested. Veramax works in it right at GNC. Other select reasons. Try it today. Veramax 1-888-TRY-VMAX.
All right. Enough of that.
Let's, I did, that was a mistake. Even though, I tell you this, somewhere there's a radio station. Somewhere that should be playing that song.
Yeah, should be.
As much as you mock it.
Not somewhere that there is a radio station playing that song.
As much as you mock it, that was a number one record in 1973. You do the math.
In 1973?
1973.
Oh, that was an effed up year, though.
30 years ago. So it was 30 years ago. Mm-hmm. If a kid was 15, he'd be 45 today. Mm-hmm. That's your prime demo right there. But nobody plays that. No, but they'll play the Beatles.
Uh-huh.
They'll play Let It Be Naked.
And we've got it exclusively.
We have another one of the cuts for you now. These are the ones Rob loves the best.
Now who is this?
This is
the Sound Alike group.
This is the part of the gag where I go with Rob on this. I mean, these are his records. Who is this, Rob? Who the hell is this?
It's a collection called Super Rock. And what they never told you on the cover is that it's not the original band doing the song.
Okay.
The three records.
So it's somebody impersonating the Beatles.
Yeah, and they do a incredible job.
Okay, so we've got like 18,000 of them, and every time he goes to the machine, he cues one up, and it's always up to one of those sucko cuts.
It's a tribute band.
Not a good one like this one.
No?
But I'm gonna need some help with this one. We've waited.
Oh,
Buzz,
yeah.
Give me a second.
Sure.
We're going to news a couple of minutes early tonight for a change.
Uh-huh.
Let me just say that the Beatles, Let It Be Naked. What is it about Let It Be that made it the great album that it was?
Now, listen.
Was it the songs?
Mm-hmm.
Was it the fact that they were ending their relationship?
Mm-hmm.
Or was it Phil Spector and his incredible wall of sound? Well, tonight Infinity Radio presents Let It Be Naked, the Beatles without Phil Spector. Here they are now. Any second now.
I couldn't tell you what it is.
I think I'm gonna be sad. I think it's today. The boy that's driving me mad is going away. He's got a ticket to ride. He's got a ticket to ride.
What's wrong with that?
And he don't care.
Karen Carpenter, everybody.
Is that who that is?
Yep, it's Carpenter's.
Right.
Yeah.
With her own wall of sound.
Jesus. Was bringing him down. We were going to do this for Des Moines. Anyway.
Come on.
Yeah.
Sing it, baby. Sing it, Karen. He's got a ticket to ride.
Okay, come on now. He's got a ticket to ride. And he don't care.
There you go.
Anyway, I love that we worked everything into one right there. That was the,
all things into one.
Yeah. Des Moines,
uh-huh.
Beatles, Carpenters.
Wow.
And one great follow-up call. This call deserves a prize from Dean in Buffalo. Oh. Dean.
Hi, Don. How are you?
Hi, we're doing great. Go ahead, say it because it's the truth.
Edward Bear is a Canadian.
You know that song, last song by Edward Bear?
Uh-huh. They're Canadian.
And
you qualify for the content rule.
And you said somewhere in some radio station that song should be played.
Is that song still played in Canada?
Actually, that guy who sings it is a BWJY now on one of the all jazz stations in Toronto.
So he's a DJ.
Hey, the Addie Bear affair with you.
Well, let me ask you this. What's 60 times 5 minus 18?
31.6.
You're wrong. No prize for you.
No, we're giving him a prize.
Even though
you're right, we should everybody from Canada. Yeah.
Well, Rob thinks if we give prizes north of the border, that it'll help them sell the prizes for money to raise arms for the imminent attack.
All right, listen, here you go. You've won the Tom Jones Reloaded CD.
And super.
Also, Guns N' Roses, Use Your Illusion 2, and Pink Floyd Live at Pompeii, the director's cut.
What's new, Pussycat?
These are from Universal Music, available at Amazon.com. Thank you, my friend. Thank you on that Ed Bear tip-in.
All right.
I'm an Ed Bear fan, I'll tell you right now. I like that song.
There you go. Which in an indirect way means you are supporting the country of Canada.
Okay, all right. It's always right there right now. Do you remember the button number?
Me? 31.
39! And now here's Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi, Buzz.
Okay, class, how many of you remember what Rosie O'Donnell means when she talks about her yellow?
I do.
Do you?
I do.
What is it?
She's lost control of her bladder.
See, I knew you were going to guess that, and that's incorrect.
Her staph infection fingers.
No, another good guess, but also not correct.
Something crusty in her underpants.
A lot of reporters didn't remember when she mentioned it after her magazine trial ended yesterday.
That wouldn't be yellow, though, would it?
Well, it could be. Not if you're healthy.
It is. Get ye to an emergency room.
Rosie was plugging her new Broadway show, the one she's producing with Boy George, called, not surprisingly, Taboo. She told reporters the new play, quote, emits yellow. When she saw...
So's my D, after I drink a bunch of beer.
When she saw the looks of shock and confusion on the reporters' faces, she explained, no, it's not a revival of Urinetown. Yellow is Rosie's word for happiness, light, and warmth.
Oh, God. What the hell is wrong with her?
Well, it's warm.
Emit yellow.
To learn more about this, you'll have to check your back issues of the gay magazine, The Advocate.
Has
a whole article in it about it.
Yeah, I don't remember. Yeah.
Right, I agree. Now, not too often we pull out those Pat Summerall tapes. But,
he admitted a lot of yellow.
Pat?
Yeah, I don't remember.
Yeah, you're right.
He's so lucky that he doesn't.
Well, the good Pat, thing... did you ever emit any brown?
Yeah, I don't remember.
What about red? What's yellow and red make? About orange? Do you ever emit any orange?
Yeah, I don't remember.
Yeah, he did a lot of that.
Yeah. Well, the good thing about conservative broadcaster Bill O'Reilly running for president or any office is that it would get his sanctimonious ass off the radio.
Oh!
And there is talk of a political future for B.O. Some of that talk, of course,
B.O.
comes from him.
From Bill O'Reilly.
Exactly. Right. Quoting
fake,
Bill.
Fake newsman.
I may take a look. Certainly the option is open if I want it, but what I want to do over the next 2 years is clean up the process. We have the bad guys on the run, no question about that. He's already taking credit for getting the Reagan miniseries canceled by CBS. Funny, his name didn't come up in any of the news stories about that.
Mm-hmm.
But Bill says he's gotten a lot of offers to run against New York Senator Hillary Clinton, with whom he seems strangely obsessed. A shrink might have a field day with his obsession of outselling the books by Hillary and comedian Al Franken.
you get the impression O'Reilly loses sleep over the fact that Al Franken's books, Lies and the Lying Liars Who Tell Them, is outselling his own book. Yes?
Your selection of stories, presentation, that's all yours. The editorial content is yours. I respect that. I must say, and you know this from day one,
right?
I'm a Bill O'Reilly nut.
You're funny, man.
I know. You're right. I didn't mean to offend you.
I support him, and now I would like the opportunity to rebuff.
Very good.
Rebuke.
This is a perfect place to do this.
Equal time. What you have, what you're doing is slamming the man who will be the next senator from the great state of New York.
Right. Just saying the facts.
Mr. O'Reilly?
God, I'm senile here.
Bill?
Poor German guys, leap over the counter and pound me.
Bill? Bill?
You go right ahead and make out in front of my three-year-old daughter. Go right ahead and do that.
Bill O'Reilly.
Follow me and smoke weed, take pills, drop out of school, kill people and drink.
And then run for president.
Bill O'Reilly.
I'm a karma kind of guy. I'm an Eastern kind of guy, a wind chime kind of guy. That's me.
Bill.
I smoke marijuana every other day.
Bill O'Reilly.
Screw the establishment, use drugs, get a gun, call women bitches, hoes, disrespect everybody, and you'll still do okay.
Mr. Senator.
Look, I'm going to take drugs if I want to, and I don't care. I don't care. I'm going to do exactly what I want to do. And if my little 10-year-old daughter's there when I'm high, I don't care.
Sir.
If I have leprosy, I want me to be the only one that has it.
Senator Bill O'Reilly.
I'm gay, so I want, you know, gay marriage so I can do X, Y, and Z.
All right, Bill, listen, last question. This is all funny, but we are up to the holidays. How about a holiday message to our audience?
Nice. Have a happy abortion for Christmas.
Oh my.
Bill O'Reilly.
The next senator from the great state of New York.
Bill O'Reilly.
So if I said I never did drugs, that would mean I lie.
Right, Bill.
As they say in the hood, I'm down with that.
Okay, thank you. Bill O'Reilly.
You know, I'm going to sleep with Trixie tonight.
Okay, enough, Bill.
Man, I'm close to going toe-to-toe with this whore.
Oh,
wow. Man, those come in handy.
Presidential.
They sure do. Right, Bill?
I'm going to be in a porno movie.
All right, Billy?
Sorry, I raped that lady.
Oh, well, that, you'll never get elected that way.
I wouldn't play with Beaver.
You know what I like? I'd like to hear the two I'd like to hear again are the Christmas message and the apology.
I got some new ones in there.
Those are, I think those are the ones that really sum up everything O'Reilly's about. First, the Christmas message.
Have a happy abortion for Christmas.
Oh, right. And then why Bill is sorry.
I'm sorry I raped that lady.
There it is.
There you go. Fake newsman Bill O'Reilly.
Very nice.
So if O'Reilly's upset about being outsold at the bookstores by Al Franken, he's going to hate this.
I busted my butt.
Al is now talking about going back to his native Minnesota to run for Senate. Maybe.
I'm sorry I raped that lady.
Maybe in 5 years.
Mm-hmm. Have a happy abortion for Christmas.
Oh.
Franken is a clever comedian who may have begun to take himself too seriously, but he makes some interesting points, like this one, quote, I felt like after 9/11, this president had a chance. We were united in a way I'd never seen. We had a chance to take this country forward. Instead, he just hijacked it and used it to his own political ends.
This is Al Franken talking.
That's Al Franken talking, end quote.
He should shut up, too. He should just write his funny books and go on TV, but... You know, don't be a politician.
As for the Republican Al might run against, quoting him, I have no comment. I don't do comedy.
Mm.
Right, Bill?
I'm sorry I raped that lady.
now I'm laughing. Now I'm laughing.
How can you not? In fact, I never can.
Have a happy abortion for Christmas.
Oh, yeah, Bill?
I'm sorry I raped that lady.
Poor Bob Hope, meanwhile, is still very much dead. But even he's in
this news bulletin just in.
Even he's in the news again now that they're naming a post office after him.
Yeah. Yeah, wow. Take a look at that. How about that little mail slot, baby?
The dead letter office.
Hey, there you go. That's a death joke.
By spring, the post office on Olive Avenue in Burbank, California, will have a plaque that makes it the Bob Hope post office.
I haven't had this much fun since little Joey had it and licked my stamps, baby.
I'm sorry I raped that lady.
Hey, little Bill O'Reilly, isn't he marvelous?
Have a happy abortion for Christmas.
Yeah, right back at you, little Bill.
On Veterans Day, President Bush signed the papers to make it the Bob Hope Post Office. Last week, the Burbank Airport took steps to change its name to the Bob Hope Airport.
Hey, fly, baby. It's
gotta be the Elston Airport.
Yeah, it should be.
Yeah, wow, yeah, how about that? I'm dead.
By the way, the D.C. sniper case now in the hands of the jury. They'll start deliberations tomorrow morning.
Hey, little Lee Malvo, yeah.
So how long they need? What, 5-6 minutes?
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see, won't it?
Now, but here's the thing. And, you know, I brought this up on the show the other day, and it's just now that I'm seeing it trickle down
How you doing, Bob?
I'm doing good, Donnie. You talking politics?
I'm sorry, I raped that lady.
That's Bill O'Reilly.
I brought up the guy that who killed the guy and chopped him up and got rid of the body. And
got off scot-free.
He got him, yeah, and now it's just like now I'm seeing that Letterman and Leno and Conan and Jon Stewart, they're all doing jokes on it.
Right.
It was like, it's too obvious that you would do a joke about that. They're late to the party, right, Bob?
I smell BM. Is it me? I smell BM.
Now, let us lighten the mood with talk of Britney Spears and Manual Relief.
Oh, well, I'd do her.
She admits her new song, Touch of My Hand, is about a woman pleasuring herself. Quoting Brit,
all right.
If you say you don't do it, you're lying. It's a positive thing to indulge in yourself in a sexual way. Guys can talk about it. Why can't girls? She goes on. She's good at it. She goes on, you really figure out what makes you happy. When you turn yourself on, that really is what turns the guy on. So make yourself happy. All this in the upcoming People magazine.
That, incidentally, regular listeners of this show, the man playing that symphony right there, that speaks volumes about him. And then at the very end... that is deep. Deep significance.
Yes, it does. Study that. All this in the upcoming People magazine about Britney, wherein we learn her favorite drink is a martini, that her dream guys are Brad Pitt, George Clooney, and Heath Ledger. Her favorite kiss is, quote, when a guy just comes up and grabs you and kisses you and makes you feel really vulnerable and does it very spontaneously.
She's playing right now. She's and then she Oh, excuse me, Justin.
Yes.
Brittany says...
You have identified the pleasure center.
Brittany says the neck is the best place to be kissed.
Really? Mm. Is that true, Brittany? What about you, O'Reilly?
I'm sorry, I raped that lady.
No, you shouldn't.
I know. Buzz, if we do this, we can come back with another, I mean, really...
Let's go.
Full-size segment.
Go crazy.
Happy holidays.
Have a happy abortion for Christmas.
Oh, we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show. The leading cause of obesity in America, the Don and Mike Show.
Right. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Country star Winona Judd is facing drunk driving charges.
Country star.
Nashville police say they pulled
her... I'll drink to that.
Hi, Winona.
Pulled her over for speeding early this morning.
I'll drink to that.
The officer says he smelled alcohol as he approached her. He said her eyes were dilated, watery, and bloodshot, and that she couldn't remember how much she'd had to drink. She did agree to take a breathalyzer test, which police say registered twice the legal limit. She's out on $500 bond, which Nashville police say is typical for a first-time offender.
Hello, this is Nashville Officer McNair. I've pulled over a red. It appears to be foreign import car speeding. As I approach the car, I smell stinky poon.
Stinky poo.
Stinky poon. You know, smelly puzzy.
Winona hosts a country music television program called The 40 Greatest Drinking Songs of Country Music.
Miss Ryder, at first I thought I smelled alcohol. Would you spread your legs, please?
There you go, officer. What do you think of this?
Stinky poon.
Miss Judd, not Miss Ryder.
Yes. Oh, I'm sorry. No,
different case.
Winona Ryder.
That's the other Winona.
Smell like it. Mm-hmm.
That would smell like daisies, I believe.
You've come full circle on her.
Even though she's a shoplifter.
Yes, she is. Stolen daisies. Paris Hilton sex tape update. Then-boyfriend Rick Solomon said he had nothing to do with releasing the tape. But the guy who's actually doing the distributing says Solomon accepted $50,000 for his part in duplicating and distributing the tape to adult websites.
I can't tell you what a popular tape that is. Since we watched it on the show yesterday, and Charlie sent me the link, I can't tell you how many people I've, you know, gladly said, here's the link, go.
And it's highly entertaining.
It is.
There's something about it. It's the fact that it's the low lighting.
Yeah. It's the night vision goggles.
Yeah.
The film looks like, if you've seen the film of our guys and gals in Iraq,
right,
when they go busting
exactly
into
what
a
it looks
place
like.
And everything's like that
greenish,
neon,
blue.
Yep. Green. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what it is.
And it makes it just a little naughtier. It makes it like you're looking through a peephole or something.
And Paris Hilton is just such a hooah. I mean, there's nothing I don't think she doesn't do on the tape.
Pretty
right?
exciting stuff.
There's also a word today that the Hilton Hotel family lawyers are now getting involved.
Oh.
Is Rush Limbaugh all better now? I guess we'll find out Monday when his nationally syndicated radio show returns to the air. Rusty's brother David says the conservative talker has just finished 5 weeks of rehab and is
Rusty
champing at the bit to get back to work.
Rusty Limbaugh.
Cabbage Wilma. Joe the Cabbage.
The back line. Out of rehab. Back on air Monday. Require little blues again.
Wilma. Pressure of broadcast. Now reaching intolerable levels.
Constant pain. Eyes beginning to tear.
Must meet at Denny's.
Deafness now coming back.
We'll have cabbage.
Bring little blues.
Cohiba box full of cash.
Feeling clammy.
Limbaugh was in rehab to kick his whopping addiction to some of the world's most powerful prescription painkillers.
El Rushbo.
Rush's brother also says the 5 weeks is just the first phase of the treatment. He didn't give any details about the second phase.
Because Rush will be falling off the wagon.
E-I-B. Little blues, I will eat a handful prior to broadcast.
Courtney Love says the drugs belonged to somebody else. And with that, she's pleading innocent to possession of the Limbaugh drugs.
Well,
have a happy abortion for Christmas.
Oh.
She calls the charges retarded and insane. The DA considers the charges serious.
No, he's not retarded.
The charges are felony possession of OxyContin and Vicodin, also known as hydrocodone.
And that's the Rush Limbaugh bill.
Exactly.
And that's Courtney Love.
She'll face under the influence charges tomorrow. Quoting the 39-year-old actress singer, it's freaking me out. She's fighting the charges with special vigor because she wants to retain custody of her 11-year-old son.
Smelling Courtney Love's belches. Feeling dizzy.
Wilma, need baby blues?
Call Miss Love. Ask for extra cabbage.
Can't stand smell.
Coming from two places. Above and below.
Being in two places.
George Michael.
I don't know. It doesn't make sense.
He visits every day. The former Playboy Playmates known as the Barbie Twins are suing Hustler publisher Larry Flynt.
Hey, how are you?
Hi, Larry.
It's great to be back in the news again. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Larry.
Need cameras.
They claim someone gave Larry photos of one of their husbands, that one of their husbands had taken, depicting, and I quote, intimate sexual acts between the twin sisters.
The twin sisters, yeah, get it on.
Quoting their lawyer, this is not the kind of work they want to do anymore. Editor's note, this is work? Anyway, the lawsuit says the photos will damage the girl's new career, which includes hosting a health talk show and publishing a health magazine.
I'm all sack.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
The lawsuit demands that Flynt not publish the photos. How much goodwill, though, can a porn king dole out in a week? He's already nixed the Jessica Lynch photos.
It starts at my nipples.
We got a letter or something from somebody in the military about Jessica Lynch.
Yeah.
Saying that even though she's out of the military now, that if it's some ridiculous, I just threw it away and read it and thought it would never come up on the show, but some military law, I hate it, Larry.
God, good.
That
sounds good.
I guess they could still come after her because she was representing America or something like that. I don't know. Something like a double standard that if a guy did it, it'd be no big deal because she's a woman, that if the photos get published, she's in trouble.
Wow. I'm a hero. I'm not going to publish them.
I don't know. I rolled it up and tossed it in the garbage in the other room.
I love the tank. My favorite part.
Not surprised.
You don't know. It's like a little highway. Where are you going to go? North or south?
Yes.
That's the tank.
think I know where you go.
Sorry, maybe you too. I heard your sound effects. You end them up with that sound. That and that, that and that,
north, north,
and this stuff.
There you go.
There you go.
George Michael.
Him again.
Love Junction.
George Michael.
Wow.
Congratulations. This is Max Dorr Jr., Jethro Bodine from the Beverly Hillbillies, and you just won the CBS Celebrity Burp Contest.
Thank you.
Gorgeous, man.
But here's the layout. There you go.
Ah, yes.
Working them all.
Have a happy abortion for Christmas.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry, I raped that lady.
George Michael.
What's happening?
Oh.
Quite by the salad. Here's the layout. I think.
Hi, this is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Here's the layout. I think we've all been waiting for, though. The women of Walmart. Walmart doesn't even sell Maxim or stuff, much less Playboy. Maybe that's why Playboy's sticking it to the world's biggest retailer.
Now, Buzz, I've heard this story. Just let me say, I have not, and I go to Walmart.
Yeah,
I love
too.
Walmart.
Yeah, it's good. It's fine.
I have
it's
never right. seen a hot woman working at Walmart. And I'm talking about your greeters.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about your people that help you when you go up and down the aisles. And I'm especially talking about your checkout crowd.
I would say, though, with the number of stores they have and the volume, simply on volume of employees.
I've been in Walmarts, though, all over the, in different states.
But not all of them. And I'm saying there, you've missed a lot of them, too.
And even so, you've wondered what's under those smocks.
Playboy.com unveiled the pictures yesterday, quoting one out-of-uniform employee. It was a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. It's an honor to have been selected.
Ass play. Ass play. Ass play. Ass play. Ass play. Ass play. Ass play.
Playboy had already given us the women of Enron and the women of Starbucks, but I don't think anyone saw this coming. Walmart says the pictorial is, and I quote, in poor taste.
Ass play. Ass
imagine
play.
Imagine
ass
how they'd feel if it was a penthouse
play.
Spread.
Ass play.
Nobody.
Ass play. Ass play.
George Michael.
Ass play. Ass play. Ass play.
Hi, this is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Ass play.
His favorite part. Nobody knows how to work the news media like PETA, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. The animal rights group gotten some press again by dogging American Idol star runner-up Clay Aiken.
That's just not necessary.
Their new ad campaign features Triumph the Insult Comic Dog.
Oh, why don't they beat my sack?
The potty mouth puppet from Conan O'Brien is trying to get people to spay and neuter their pets.
For me to poop on with your scarecrow hair.
I just enjoy that so much, I really do. Come down and see me down in South Carolina.
For me to poop on, faggot.
Oh, that's terrible. I hate that, you little rubber dog.
In the ad, Triumph says, quote, get neutered. It didn't hurt Clay Aiken.
Whoa.
Quoting.
Hey, okay, but now I'm laughing.
Yeah,
good.
Funny.
Quoting Clay's manager, I don't get it. Is this a joke?
Mm-hmm.
In sports, 6 months after being released from prison, Gerald Strawberry is back with the New York Yankees.
Oh, thank God.
The 41-year-old former slugger has been hired by the Bronx Bombers as a player development instructor.
There you go. Well, count on that World Series number 27 coming your way very soon.
Finally, been kind of a theme week here on the news and comments segment of the Don and Mike Show. Tuesday, it was a condom and clam chowder. Yesterday,
right.
Urine on a burger. Today, an Arizona woman is suing Wendy's.
Oh, great. All right, Buzz.
Stephanie DuPont says she got sick after eating a baked potato.
Oh, dear.
Her lawsuit speaks of pain and suffering after discovering she'd eaten half of an inch-long worm that apparently once lived inside the potato. Unlike condoms and urine, baked worm is actually high in protein and probably sterile, but
sure.
Wendy's is opting to go no comment instead. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz. No. That's it. No, we gotta go. We'll be back tomorrow with a new episode, and we'll really try to do a better show tomorrow. We'll try to do better tomorrow.
We always try to do better.
I try.
Yeah. How long is that gonna go on for?
Five more years. All right, good day to you,
good
sir.
Day to you, sir.
Good day to
good
you, sir. Hey, be a deer.
You know, those really weren't the Beatles.
BM. Eaters.
Till we meet again. This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.